Radio station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Digi.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
But I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
It is Monday, September 16th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo.
Yo, you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to give us a call. 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Past Jeffrey in the hall. He did say hello. How's his mood today?
Good. Good for once, yeah.
Good mood today? Maybe he got lucky with scoring with one of these girls he was taking out over the weekend? Good morning.
No, I did not.
No?
Although I will say it was a very nice time. We went to Chuggers. We went to the clubhouse.
Talk slide.
Huh?
Talk slide.
Yeah, well, it's the same where we went. And, it was a good time. And we spent most of the time recapping Friday's show. And,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
Reliving what you just did earlier that day.
And then I call it a night kind of early because I worked at my fence company on Saturday, and then Sunday I had my wrestling training, and that was my weekend.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So at least they showed up. We didn't
Jeffrey
know if they were
took
real.
Yeah, Jeffrey took out a girl that drove all the way from where was it?
Rochester,
New York.
And she asked me to tell you that she's excited meeting all the rest of you guys.
What
was she? Was she wearing? Or did she look like she did in the picture?
She was wearing dark blue jeans, black top, kind of like heels.
Yeah, but did she look like
members?
Matter of fact, I sent Snitz a picture.
Oh yeah?
Okay.
Let's
remember, see. She was hot.
Yes, let me see the picture. Oh, there she is. She's got a big tattoo on her arm. It matches Jeffrey's big tattoo on his arm.
We even talked tattoos as well, you know, in terms of, when you got it, how long the sitting was, the details, what it means, that kind of stuff, you know.
You dressed up, you wore your best sweatpants.
She's got a big rack, yep. Jeffrey wore his best dirty sweatpants
Formal sweatpants.
Yep. Black with a lot of fence company dirt on the front there. She's got a tank top on. She's got a big rack.
She's cute.
She looks different than that photo, though. I will say, these girls, I told you this when we saw that photo that Jeffrey showed us. These girls are using all this Facetune and filters and all this stuff. It's really false advertising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you show up on a date? You know, I don't... Well, I'm not dating anyone now, but... How do you show up on a date if you meet on Tinder or some dating site? You show up in person and the people don't look at all what they look like online. Not a bit. Tony writes, "Yo, Rover. So my 10-year-old daughter drew a picture for my dad for his birthday. He's a big fan and she knows it. Here is the picture that she drew.
Oh, that's so good.
Him calling into the show.
Aww.
And then that's me answering the call with my headphones on. And,
that's great.
Microphone there.
How old's that kid?
10 years old.
That's great. Old.
P.S. I am not mentioning Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada. Well, lots to talk about with that. I'll talk about it in a little while, but man, oh man, oh man. So Dumb, our former phone screener, came into the show on Friday complaining that people keep bringing up that he cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada. I don't even know where to start. It's you just so strange.
It's a whole.
Yeah, I'll give you the latest details on that. Tyler writes, "We had to put my dog Rover down. He was only 2 years old. He had cancer. Rover, I actually named him after you when I found him. I tagged Doogie in a Twitter post last year, and she responded, that was cool. Can I please get Jeffrey to play taps for my dog, Rover?" There's a picture of Rover. Jeffrey doing taps is almost turning into a birthday shout show.
Out, yep. Right. Yep. He's going to do a tap out show.
Oh, that's a sad show.
You know, at 3 in the morning.
It's all dead animals and Jeffrey singing.
We could get that sponsored by Kleenex.
Okay.
And that's Prozac.
That Sarah McLachlan, uh-huh. Whatever her organization is.
As soon as you hear that song, tears well up.
Jonathan writes, "Rover, can you give an update on your robot vacuum and if there's been any improvement? I'm curious to hear if the more expensive one is worth it." Thank you, John. John, they have not updated the firmware on that expensive vacuum robot that I have, the S9 Plus, the Roomba. And without the keep-out zones, it's worthless. So it's been sitting on its base waiting for an update, which they said would be here by the late summer. Well, we have a few more days left for them to hit that deadline. Hopefully they're not like Tesla.
1 week from today, autumn begins.
I had to laugh. Someone emailed me something about Tesla, and they were like, I saw this in the news, and cars will be able to drive through parking lots and pick you up using this summon feature, and it's going to come out in a few weeks. I responded with, in the thing that he sent me, it has Elon Musk saying it's coming out in a few weeks. I just responded to that email with a previous article from 1 year ago saying exactly the same thing. It will be coming out in weeks, he said.
That would be great, though. You have a handful of groceries at the entrance, summon your car, put them in there.
I don't think mine will do it. I only have autopilot 1, not autopilot 2.
What does that mean? You have to pay for the DLC, the download? Do you have to pay for that?
No, Autopilot 1 is different hardware, so there's less cameras than in Autopilot 2.
Well, the summon mode, I swear I saw it in a YouTube video 2 years ago, and it still hasn't been released?
Nope. But summon mode is available. That will just back the car up or pull the car forward. This is enhanced summon, so you can be coming out of a store. It can be parked in a parking spot on the other side of the parking lot, and it will back out, pull around, and pull up to wherever you are.
So when do you think that'll actually happen? Never? Because that's a lot of liability. I mean, the car's just driving around a parking lot.
If it runs over a little kid in a parking lot, that's, Who's responsible? You who summoned it, or
it actually
Tesla
seems
who
harder to do that than it would be to do any sort of like just driving on the street.
Why is that?
Like the highway, you're just driving.
Yeah.
Parking lot. There's a lot of stuff going on.
What if it runs over the guy who's hiding under your car with the knife to get your Achilles tendon?
Is that
try to get that out. A lot of information.
He's in such a hurry to get that one out.
Not a good one.
It's great by hands.
When do I think it will come out? Well, it's only a year. They were talking about that when I bought my car.
Well, I know.
If you could go back to when I bought my car, and they were promising that it was coming out soon. They did release the regular summon shortly after I bought my car. And then enhanced summon was coming, and then it just never, ever came. So a year maybe? I don't know. If that's probably even pushing it. Let's see, what's this person's name? Where is this? No name. This person writes, "Hi, Dieter. I guarantee 90% of the guys at LA Fitness can't out-leg press me. 630 pounds, my max with a hangover. That's 745-pound plates on each side, as you know, and that's me working out with a hangover. LOL.
Huh?
15 clean reps. They should dare you to press 1,000. My buddy does it. I sit on top because there is not enough room to add more plates." I don't know what this...
Is this the girl that called in Monday that was crazy and she brought up the leg press?
There's a picture attached to it.
She's there is a picture.
Super hot.
Let me see.
Oh, this is her?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That's not hot, Dieter?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the... this is the girl who I said, "I think you're crazy"?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Was she a stripper?
With a college degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to send a video. 15 clean reps of 700 pounds.
And be naked when you're doing it,
yeah,
too.
Remember that one preacher did like 2,000 pounds on the leg press? But he only went back like 2 inches and forward, that Pat Roberts.
Yeah.
You got to do it, you know, knees to your chest and back up. I got to see it.
Julie writes, "Rover, on Friday's show, Dieter was talking about DJ Jazzy Jim's spelling ability. He said Jim would put a K in front of words like neck and knee. Can you please ask Dieter to spell knee?"
Well, K-N-E-E.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't.
I was saying that he does it at any N-word. He put a K in front of it. I was saying, like knee, he did neck. And, yeah, knife is another one with it, but he would just put it on any N-word. Even the N-word, he put a K in front of it, I think. Jeez. The actual.
Maybe he was, yeah, remember the KKK, just couldn't stop adding K to N-words.
Yes.
You
witnessed that, right? He would be the phone screener, you would see him put up
I neck did see neck, with a K. K-N-E-C-K.
Yeah.
And then he would blame it on, he was a strip club DJ at night, and then he would come in and be our sound effects guy or phone screener in the morning.
Yeah.
And he would spell it neck, K-N-E-C-K, and I'd bust his balls, and he would just blame it on being tired.
No.
I don't know how tired. I could be dead tired. You're not going to misspell neck.
Right.
Also, why does Doogie always send Gia to nannies? Why not hire a teenage girl to babysit? I'm sure one of Gia's dance or school friends has an older sister that babysits, and Gia would probably love that.
There was an event that she was going to this past Saturday. She went to nannies, and then because there was something going on with her family that she knows all the kids. Usually, if I do go out, one of my bosses here, the big sales boss, his daughter's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I have her come over and watch Gia for a bit.
So did Gia, the thing that was going on, was that the fundraiser for Nanny's granddaughter who was ill with cancer?
Mm-hmm.
So Gia went to that and you didn't?
Correct.
Okay.
I've had plans to go to this concert when it was announced 9 months ago, so.
Did you at least send a check with Gia?
I've donated.
Okay.
Did you donate?
I don't remember. Maybe okay. I did.
That's a no.
No, I don't remember. I mean, my God, it's GoFundMe left and right these days. I can't keep track of what I donate to and what I don't. Paul writes, Social Security doesn't allow individual deposits to rep payee accounts. I previously had such an account, so I am familiar with the rules governing such. All right. Well, Jeffrey, you're going to have to give me a different bank account then.
Yeah, what's the update on that?
Add to Tomas Sharon's YouTube money. Really? And you're going to have to turn your microphone on.
Yeah, okay. I'll see what can be done.
Did you start making a bank account?
No, I gotta make one, dude.
Oh, okay, dude. Well, I was wondering. Did you get him to start working on getting the ID to get the bank account?
I still have to get him his ID.
Why not? Did you? I was asking if you started that process yet.
No, I haven't used that.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta make some change. I have to give Rover a different bank account number.
Well, yeah, step one is the ID.
You can't do that without the ID.
So step one is the ID for your son, then step two, bank account, then step three, you give that information to Rover.
Okay, well then I get the point.
Do you want me to write it on a card?
Oh, okay. No, I don't need a card, Douchey, okay?
You sure?
Thank kind you very
exactly
much.
Exactly what I said Friday. It turns out that was right. And so no, you haven't even started on that process.
So $500 sitting there for your son in an account.
Yeah, I know. I got. Okay, I get it, Douchey.
I don't think you do.
Just like you always say, I got this.
Silverado says, Dear Rover, my birthday is coming up on December 6th. I was thinking that day might be the last show before Christmas break. I told my fiance I don't need anything, but would like Doogie to do a shizzy mistake free.
Ugh.
That's his wish?
No, I can't.
All she has to do is pre-read the news.
No.
And my lady is off the hook for gifts this year.
Wow.
Yesterday, Doogie said Walkman. It's a Walkman, Doogie, not a Walkman. I swear, if she says gunman on my birthday, I'm going to drive there and join Jeffrey jumping off the Valley View Bridge.
Okay, meet you
Scott
there.
Scott from Green Bay.
Greatest Showman.
Yep.
Oh, I love that movie. Have you seen it yet, Dieter?
No.
Danny Glover.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran.
Tomato.
Huh?
Jane Doe writes, Rover, I am a relatively new listener, and so far I'm really enjoying the show. I'm starting to understand everyone's role and how they add to the show, but I can't figure out Jeffrey's purpose.
You just heard it. That's his job for the day. Good work.
He constantly repeats things you guys have already said. He stutters incoherently anytime he tries to add to the conversation, and he never has an original thought of his own.
God, that's good.
Is he mentally disabled, an actor, or is he just a charity case? What's the point of keeping him on the show? Well, you need to go back through the archives and listen to, go back and scan some highlight clips for free at roverradio.com. And Jeffrey has, every now and then, he's good for a gem that will, I mean, I would say every...
Stuff you'd never even heard of or even thought right. could happen to a person.
For instance, the time a woman who had all these cats was evicted from where she lived.
A bus stop.
She somehow duped Jeffrey into allowing her to stay at his house, which was only supposed to be overnight. Now, that's weird in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Jeffrey doesn't really know this lady. Maybe talked to her on Facebook once or something. Then the lady never left.
Yeah, she moved
one day turned into two, into three, into a week, and
changed her mailing address to there.
That's right, and we figured out she's a squatter.
Yeah.
She just changed her mailing address so that she could have a claim to say that she lived there so that you would be unable to get rid of her without going through eviction proceedings and all of that. You've got to check that out. Or the time that Jeffrey was driving a woman around thinking that she was going to give him a BJ.
Oh.
And this woman had him drive her all over town over a period of hours.
But continuing to go back to Jeffrey's house so that he could keep getting money to hand
That's right. she kept saying, I need a place to stay, or I need a place to go, or whatever her story was. And Jeffrey kept driving, and oh, I need a place to stay. So they drive to someone's house. Well, I can't stay there without $25. So then they drive 45 minutes back to Jeffrey's house, get $25, drive 45 minutes back. Oh, they need another 20. Then drive all the way back, get another 20, come back. And the entire time, she's just in there doing drugs inside the house, never gave Jeffrey what he thought he was going to get.
Well,
which was
I haven't talked to her in almost 2 years.
BJ for the married man.
What about the cat lady?
Cat lady, I haven't spoken to her either. It's been over a year.
Didn't she sleep in your son's bedroom? He had to move out. She moved into the bedroom with her cats?
No, and then she slept upstairs in my, you know, my finished attic that was, you know, and then eventually I took her out to Girard where she still resides.
Or how about the time that Jeffrey got a frantic phone call from his wife saying he needs to come home right away? Doesn't say why, but she's completely freaking out. So Dieter, this is in the middle of the show. Jeffrey leaves the show along with Dieter. They get there, and you think, what, it's going to be like a burglar or something?
A robber. Exactly. Somebody broke in, and she's scared to death. She's screaming.
Instead, it's a giant rat the size of a football running around the house, and the rat had bit Jeffrey's daughter on the toe.
Right.
So they eventually chase the rat downstairs, Dieter does, with a giant vacuum cleaner, I think. They have to scoop up the daughter, take her to the ER, and get her treated for rabies and God knows what else. Remember, so you haven't seen the cat lady.
That was
you haven't seen the other lady that you were giving money to. What about the rat?
I haven't seen him.
Have you looked?
Oh my God!
Yeah, I haven't seen him. You look like a giant skunk, if I remember correctly. A skunk without the white stripe.
Exactly.
So who is that size?
He even admits it.
Freaking huge. That is huge.
Either way, that thing hasn't made an appearance. And remember, that was, I think, in 2015, with the day after Roberfest, because they had a major thunderstorm the night before.
Yeah.
So who knows how you'd remember that? That seems like an inconsequential point when a giant rat bit your kid on the toe. But so to answer that woman's question, go back. And those stories are... A lot of times he just sits there and repeats things we've already talked about. I could be talking about something in the news, and 20 seconds later, Jeffrey comes in and tells me that same point that I just brought up 20 seconds earlier. He's good for that at least 10 times a show. But every now and then, there's a real gem. OM writes, my boyfriend and I are on our way to having a smart home. We recently purchased a second smart light bulb for our bedroom. The original smart light bulb that was there is now named B1, and the new one is B2. Needless to say, we are huge fans of the show. We'll start naming all the devices in their home. Doogie.
For the toilet? Or is that JLR?
Jeffrey. Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy?
Man's 20-foot tapeworm has been linked to this eating habit. What does he eat? It's pretty gross. Also, family of an abortionist makes grisly find after he dies. What did they find? I'll tell you coming up next.
We will be right back with that. The news next. Hang on.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Craziest show on radio.
I've never seen anything like this.
Literally.
I mean, like, four of the people on it have PTSD. Yeah!
We now return to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
A man's 20-foot tapeworm linked to this eating habit. I'll tell you what that is. Also, family of an abortionist, they make an awful, awful discovery after his death. I'll tell you that story as well.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Adam in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Adam.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I just wanted to remind everybody that Dom got dumped on by a heroin addict.
Oh, that's a very good thing to bring up. That's right, yes. I don't know if you heard this one, too. He cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Never forget.
That's right. Hashtag never forget. Adam, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that really backfired on Dom, didn't it? Coming in here. Begging people to stop bringing that up.
Yeah, I really think that was going to die in like a week or two. I think that was right towards the end of it.
You're right.
I think you're right.
It's worse than ever.
Things like that just run its course over time, and you have to wait them out.
Just wait. Mm-hmm. It was very close to the end.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hamza bin Laden, the son of former Al-Qaeda leader and 9/11 mastermind Obama, has been killed. It has been confirmed that
9/11 mastermind what? Obama?
Osama.
You said Obama.
Did I say Obama?
You hung over?
No, did I really
so
say Obama?
So before Barack Obama was elected president, he masterminded 9/11. Interesting.
Osama bin Laden's son
Hamza, yep,
has been killed. It has been confirmed.
All right, dead. He's dead. Oh, what a shame.
A helicopter pilot who was volunteering in the Bahamas in the aftermath of the hurricane, he was doing a round, and he had a newspaper or a newspaper reporter in the helicopter with him. So they're up in the sky and they're doing a round on the Abaco Islands. And the reporter goes, I wonder if there's anyone in this area of rubbish, like this, of the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot's like, no, I'm sure we would see something. So he leaves. And then he had this gut feeling. He's like, let me just go back and let me just check.
Who has the gut feeling?
The pilot.
Oh, okay.
So this volunteer pilot who donates his helicopter and his services, he lands where all this trash was on the aftermath of the hurricane on this certain part of the Abaco Islands. All these people start coming out of the rubbish and they're like waving. They're like, oh my God, we need help. There were about 30 people, villagers, that were stranded. They were hiding because they couldn't speak any English. They were illegal. They were afraid they were going to get in trouble, but they were just running out of resources. They needed medical attention. They needed food. They needed water. So this pilot helped save all of these people who were deathly afraid they were going to die like that.
Illegal.
That much need if they were hiding as the helicopters are flying over. I mean, even if you're...
He didn't see him on their first pass.
If you're about to die, you would come out.
Right. So, even if you were illegal. Like, if I'm in a country illegally and I'm about to die,
I'm going to come out to live.
Undocumented Haitian immigrants.
Oh, okay.
So, they weren't able to speak English. So, he was able to bring them. They got tents. They got clean water. They got food, medical supplies. So, thank God this man circled back around to help these guys.
Look how happy the white woman is in the middle of all these Haitian immigrants.
Why is she posing and smiling?
Yeah, she's like, hey, look at this. Me with a bunch of immigrants who have just had all their homes and belongings swept away. Okay.
Meanwhile, there's a tropical storm warning that's been issued for the Bahamas as a potential tropical cyclone, but I think we're going to be okay. This is Umberto, the name of that storm, but they think that it's going to skip that area.
Yes, totally sick of these stories. Yep.
What? But it's...
Tropical storms every day.
Yeah. I don't need to know that there's a new system 10 days away, a tropical depression in the middle. I don't need to know that.
Let's talk about the family of an abortionist. After this doctor died in Indiana, his family made a horrible discovery. They had over 2,000 medically preserved fetal remains there. The family
Where?
At his house.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of doing the story.
Well, you didn't tell me.
I'm in the middle of doing the story.
The way you said
finish.
We didn't know where there
was.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
The family found something. The family was stunned. They found 2,000 fetal remains there, except you hadn't told us you said there.
It was 2,000? When are you leaving for vacation?
Not soon enough.
No doubt. The family of this man, Ulrich George Klofer, found the remains in his home after his death. The attorney, he operated on all of these people. Huh? And there's no evidence that he conducted any medical procedures at the house. So he was doing these at these clinics and then bringing them home. Mm.
The fetal putting what, in the backyard?
They're all over the house.
Oh, they're just in the house? Little jars, yeah. I guess.
Did you say 2,000?
2,246, to be exact. Are there, like,
decorations all over the house?
It's weird.
2,000.
It's gross.
You think he was maybe trying to sell them, like, on the black market or something?
He wasn't selling them.
What would you sell those?
Stem cells?
Yeah.
Who needs those on the black market?
Stem cell people?
Who needs them in their house?
But I think on the stem cells, I don't think you can take the stem cells after you preserve them in whatever.
So a lot of people around the world eat beef, but one guy in China loved eating raw meat.
China.
He ended up getting really sick and having a 20-foot tapeworm because he was eating raw meat. So he had ingested the tapeworm with one of the meals that he had recently eaten. By the time the doctors discovered it, it had grown in length. He went to the doctor after experiencing some stomach pain and severe weight loss for 3 days. He had lost over 11 pounds in 3 days.
Oh, I need that.
It's a weight loss trick. Yeah, Tucci, swallow a tapeworm.
I started that diet today.
You think the tapeworm would just crawl right back out of her? It'd just be so annoyed by her and what she says?
Oh, don't eat raw meat. You have to put RMG TV on right now because I've got some video for you. This is absolutely crazy. Atlanta Braves.
Hold on. I don't have any video ready to go. Give me a second.
Well, I'm telling you the story. Atlanta Braves utility player Charlie Culberson got hit by a ball. It was a 91-mile-per-hour pitch. He was trying to bunt, and the ball went right to his face. Oh,
right to the noggin. All right.
Oh, God. That him ran the eye socket, it looked like.
Oh, it didn't even hit the bat.
Struck him right in the face. Multiple facial fractures after he took that pitch to the face.
He squared around to bunt, and the bunt kind of sailed up and in. I mean, the pitch sailed up and in.
Oh.
He missed it, and it hit him right in the face.
Does it show him get up? Is he all bloody?
He lays there for a while.
Oh, my God.
He lays there for quite some time. So I know that you had talked about this on Friday's show, Rover, but Felicity Huffman, you said she's not going to get any jail time. You were wrong.
Rover.
She is going to spend 14 days behind bars for her part in the college admissions scandal. After hearing her sentence, she said, quote, "I accept the court's decision. I broke the law. There are no excuses or justifications for my actions, period." So this does not bode well for Lori Loughlin and her husband.
Oh, I think it bodes extremely well.
I don't think so.
That no, if she got jail time,
sentenced to 14 days.
She pled down.
She played along with everything.
She said,
I'm guilty. She was apologetic, not only in public, but behind closed doors.
And she paid $15,000 this one.
This sort of sets the bar.
No, Rover, the other one paid $500,000. She's fighting it, going on trial. So if she is found guilty, she'll get, a year in jail?
Oh, yeah.
2 years? Up to 40 years, they say.
I don't know, but I wouldn't be too concerned if I were Lori Loughlin right now.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
You're taking it the wrong way. Rover, if she got no jail time, I'd be like, I might get a day or two.
It's 14 days, Dieter. 14 days.
And she's playing along.
All these charges they were charged with?
No, there's more for Lori Loughlin. Yeah.
I don't think there is more.
I think there is. It's higher. It's like, what, $500,000? Because
so it's
two
just more
kids?
Money, but
two kids.
But you didn't pay attention. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't? Two murders doesn't matter?
There's no...
Murders?
No, two murders?
There's no victim in this, worse? As they said. There's no monetary... So the dollar amount doesn't matter because there is no victim. You can read all about this. Courts have ruled on
this. See. You were wrong about no jail, Rover. You're going to be wrong about this.
You were wrong, Rover.
This actually, to me, no jail seems like 14 days is the equivalent of no jail.
You try doing try doing a day in jail. You've done it.
It's better than 14 days is better than whatever she was facing up to how many.
She's going
to
get one roll of toilet paper for 2 weeks. That's it.
Jeffrey does the same thing
she has
after
to have
2 weeks.
Her bunk
made. How do you know that she only has one roll of toilet paper?
Oh, I read all about it. The place
you can't
that she's
buy
going?
A second toilet paper.
So if you run out of toilet paper, they go, "That's it. You're
that's
out
it?
Of toilet paper."
No way.
You got to make friends. You only get a shower. I think you only shower
like it's so hard.
3 days a week.
In 2 weeks, Rover, can you make friends?
Can you make a friend?
Can you imagine that?
If you got to play along, man. Got to play along.
Well, prosecutors wanted a 1 month sentence for it, but they got 14 days.
Okay, so that's half. So if Lori Loughlin's getting 40 years,
she gets half.
It's 20.
Oh, you're so wrong. I'm disagreeing.
Go on.
And finally, I'll end with this. Rick Ocasek from The Cars has died. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Long, skinny looking guy.
Yeah, he was like a really ugly guy who married that supermodel, Paulina Poroskova. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some kids. It's one of my top 10 bands, The Cars.
I really never got into them.
One of the best bands ever.
I'm not a fan of them, of The Cars. The NYPD said that he was 75, but public records list his age at 70. Him and The Cars were inducted in the Rock Hall just last year. No official cause of death. Sources say it was natural causes. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. As long as it was deep, yeah.
Dieter, do you know who? Well, yes, Jeffrey. What is it?
It's sad to say. I mean, I've heard of The Cars, you know, but I only heard like two main songs by them.
What, Shake It Up?
You Might Think. Shake It Up, that's right. And then the other one's called You Might Think. It's the, I think, those are the only two Cars songs I know of.
It's not possible.
Yes, Douchey, it is possible. I never was really into them.
But, you know, you heard the songs.
I'm saying I only heard two Cars songs.
Okay, so you've heard of them.
You also I've heard of The Cars. Yeah, definitely. This? I only heard two songs by them, okay?
Have you heard
this? This song?
Again, when no, she's no, you might think and shake it up.
This is the same guy that never heard of Jimi Hendrix. He's lying. Remember,
he said he's lying. I'm not joking.
He said he'd never heard a Jimi Hendrix song.
No.
He said he knew who Jimi Hendrix was, but
he knew everything about
Hendrix
it. He knew what kind of guitar. What's he do? He strings it upside down?
Yeah, for a left-handed genius.
Okay, but then he'd never heard a song. So he'd sit there and read the Wikipedia all the time, and he never thought, maybe I should give it a listen.
But then we played a bunch of songs, and he's like, yeah, I've heard that. So you've never heard this song?
No.
This is your type of music.
My best friend's girl. You never heard it.
Seriously, I only heard two Cars songs in my whole lifetime, Charlie. I'm sorry to say.
Shut up. Stop talking. Listen.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
It's in movies.
Yeah, movies. Is this all in the 80s music? Yes. This is your type of music.
Not really. I mean, there was a lot of great music in the 80s. A lot of it I've never heard. I'm sorry. I mean, I was in the back then.
Just living
listening.
Life. Walking around, you just hear the song.
Can you play Shake It Up? Isn't that probably their biggest hit?
Yeah, that and You Might Think were there two big, was there other big hits?
You say you never heard of it.
I said I've heard this.
Listen, have you heard of this?
That song I've heard.
They
play it on the radio all the time.
What else they have?
Good Times Roll?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Liar.
Wait.
No.
You're lying.
I'm not. I love any of their music.
Drive?
Well, here's... You've never heard this.
They got a lot of hits.
Drive's a slower one, I think.
Drive was her biggest hit.
That's Benjamin
that one?
Singing.
Yeah.
Different singer, yeah.
Oh,
different singer?
Well, Benjamin.
But
or
still,
the guy
same
from
band.
This area. Yeah, same band.
This is Drive. Who's gonna tell you
things? Of course. Sorry, guys.
This is impossible.
You're telling me
you've never heard this song.
Seriously, I've never heard this song before. I've only heard two songs by them.
I guess
Shake It Up and You Might Think. What's the point?
Because you're lying!
Charlie,
I've heard the song. I didn't know this was The Cars because it sounds so different.
This was the biggest Cars hit that they've had.
Oh, I didn't know this was
their biggest hit.
Who's gonna pick you up? I'm sorry, guys.
But I still heard the song. This is like the end of every 80s movie. It's like
there is no
play.
Way that Jeffrey has never heard this song.
It's a lie.
What movies is it in?
Every single one in the 80s.
Well, I'd see every single movie in the 80s, so.
You saw any?
I saw maybe.
Let's Go.
Excuse me.
Oh, this one you know. They have a gazillion. You know this one.
No, I don't, Nuji. Told you, I was
a weird brag that you're trying right now.
No, it's not a weird brag. I was never into the Cars. I only heard two principal songs by them. I'm sorry. Okay? Back then, I was listening to Bon Jovi and Poison and Motley Crue.
Here's a movie scene from a more recent movie. Transformers, but he's never heard this song.
You reviewed this movie.
Hey, come on. This guy's crazy. Crazy. Steve, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. How everybody's morning?
Hey, what's happening?
So, you guys are talking about Lori Loughlin going to jail. My mom actually did 10 days in jail for a couple Dewey's or whatever. But the whole, like, roll of toilet paper thing and, like, the shampoo thing, like, yeah, they issue you stuff. But you can actually put money into commissary before you go in. That's what they told her to do. So that way, you know, people were, you know, trying to rip her off and take stuff from her. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you can put money in.
So you think a big Hollywood star might have a little money in their commissary account, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, a roll of toilet might cost you $5, but, like, if you put it in ahead of time. But what they did warn my mom of was, like, they're going to, like, they're going to, in jail, like, they're going to try to, you know, take stuff from you. And think about her, you know, her position and her stardom. They'll probably put her, like, some sort of seg or whatever, like, or keep her away from the general mm-hmm. population. But you got to remember, this isn't prison. This is just 10 days and 14 days in jail.
Yeah,
this
will
is
be
a
like
cushy a, place yeah, that she's gone to.
It will
to.
Be like a vacation. Are you kidding me? Dieter, are you familiar with a former NFL player named Edawn, E-D-A-W-N, Kaufman? He played for 4 seasons, the Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys, and Arizona Cardinals. I don't even know what position he played.
It doesn't ring a bell.
But he has been busted. I think I have a news story here for you. He's been busted for, well, this is an unusual thing to get busted for.
When police showed up to the Create and Bake Pizzeria and the adjoining Kaufman's Creamery, they thought there was a robbery in progress.
We were just in the car. We passed by, and then we just saw, like, a bunch of police cars right here.
The two restaurants were trashed inside. Racial slurs were spray-painted on the walls, including the N-word, the word monkey, swastikas, and MAGA. Officers tracked down the business owner, 31-year-old Edawn Kaufman, a former NFL player. He was sitting in his truck with a hoodie and gloves on. Behind him was a bed full of newly unmounted flat-screen TVs.
He said that he was the victim of a burglary that occurred earlier in the day, and that he was just coming back to the business to retrieve those items.
Police say Kaufman hadn't called police. Instead, he'd called his insurance company about the alleged burglary.
The license plate was inside the truck. It also revealed the fact that there were 2 cans of spray paint.
Oh, no.
And also a yellow crowbar. The yellow crowbar is important because the back of the business had some yellow pry marks on the back door, indicating that somebody had tried to use it to break into the back door.
So this guy, this guy trashed his own business.
Oh, like, what's his face?
Jussie?
Like Jussie Smollett. He trashed his own business. He spray painted the N-word all over his business. MAGA, Make America Great Again, Monkey, all these things in there. So that he would get sympathy, I guess. Maybe get some donations on GoFundMe, whatever. But in reality, he just stole his own flat-screen TVs, put them in the back of his truck. Can you believe that? What an idiot.
Dumbass. Because it worked out so good for Jussie.
Right?
He learned from him, I'm going to do the same thing and profit.
I mean, this is...
He took too many hits to the head.
This guy's just trying to capitalize on any sort of racial tensions that may exist in the country, and he wants it to be a payday for himself.
Oh, man.
So he faces all sorts of charges, including insurance fraud and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what other charges he faces, but not a good look when you trash your own business and you're a black guy and you write the N-word, spray paint the N-word all over your own business.
And then
you
get caught with a bunch of spray paint cans sitting there. Why is he hanging out?
Well, no, they tracked him down. Oh, he left the business. Someone said, hey, I see a black pickup truck with no license plate driving away from the scene. They saw this at like midnight. But so police were on the lookout for this black pickup truck. They found it like a mile away. And this guy was driving it with all of his flat screen TVs in the back. And he tried to come up with some story of, who knows what it's saying? The story obviously doesn't add up at all. So he's in a little bit of trouble. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio station.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Isn't it weird these guys on the show are never hungry?
Something's not right.
It's because they're full of
And we eat.
Back to Rover's Morning Glory.
You know what's interesting? We just had that former NFL player who vandalized his own business and spray painted the N-word on the walls. He's a black guy. Spray painted the N-word on the walls, MAGA on the walls, monkey on the walls, swastikas on the walls, trying to make it look like it was a hate crime and stole a bunch of stuff, TVs, and right off the wall, all of that. However, he was caught driving his pickup truck with those same TVs, the spray paint, and the crowbar he used to break into the business. His attorney says, oh, no, it's all a big misunderstanding. Right. I want to, if you happen to have RMG TV loaded up, I want to play something for you. Just, this will be real quick. This is a story about beatdowns and robberies happening in downtown Minneapolis. Be careful if you're ever in Minneapolis. I mean, judging by these videos, these are surveillance videos or whatever of like a public area downtown. Near somewhere, there's a, like, here's a big statue of a baseball player. So I'm guessing wherever the Twins play, it's got to be near there. Otherwise, why would there be a big baseball player statue? So it's right near there. Now, if you just listen to the story, if you're listening to the radio, I'll explain it after the fact. But if you happen to be watching RMG TV, I just want you to pay attention to this.
The surveillance video is brutal. A group of people on the Target Field Plaza start punching a man, then jumping on him, stripping off his pants and stealing from his pockets, throwing a potted plant on him, then running him over with a bicycle.
I don't think I have ever seen anything like what I saw at Target Field.
Ken Sherman, owner of Seven Steakhouse and Sushi on Hennepin Avenue, has long been a critic of the amount of crime-fighting resources spent downtown. He thinks these videos, recorded in August, while shocking, are important for the public to see.
Look, stealing is one thing, but the level of viciousness goes far beyond anything I think any of us who are civil people imagine.
A second video given to Care 11 this week shows a group surrounding a man at 5th and Hennepin, snatching his cell phone, then beating him senseless. And Sherman is now releasing yet another video, recorded in July, of the same thing happening to two men in that same area. Police recently arrested 16 people allegedly involved in these incidents.
At this time last year, there had been 156 robberies in the downtown precinct. This year, there's been 240. That's more than a 53% increase.
But are the videos a window into the need to hire more officers?
Now, all right, so you heard that story there. If you weren't watching RMG TV, I'll explain. It's just a mob of people, like 10 guys, 15 guys, beating up one person. Or in some cases, two people who are like friends walking down the street. They get their cell phones stolen. I mean, they really did a number on these guys. Wouldn't you say, Dieter?
Yeah, one guy, he rode a bike over the guy laying out. I've never seen that before. You take a bike and ride it over somebody.
Never seen anything like that either.
They did a running jump onto the guy's chest.
I've seen that. Yeah, that's nothing new. But riding the bike over is strange.
Yeah, that is weird.
Oh, my God.
Like a ramp.
Did you notice anything? I mean, the news didn't mention it.
Yeah, right away I did.
Did you notice any pattern in all of these videos? There were multiple, three or four videos there that we saw. The news made nary a mention of it. Not one. I watched the whole story because there's another 45 seconds on this news story, but it wasn't brought up at all. Did you?
I didn't
notice any
three videos
any pattern or anything there, dude?
Same theme.
A bunch of people attacking. Are they the same people?
I don't know that, but
something about the people doing the attack. All the same.
And the victim. Did you know something about all three victims?
Oh, I did not.
Wow.
You didn't. You didn't?
Interesting.
Wow.
Did you, Charlie?
Anybody else?
No, I didn't notice anything.
Oh, wow.
Really? Charlie didn't notice anything?
Attitude?
I mean, it looked like they were just a bunch of gangs. It's not like these were giant brawls. It was just a bunch of dudes beating on one guy.
Why are they a gang?
Yeah, gangbangers?
Why are they a gang? Because they're beating the crap out of a dude and robbing him in the street.
If you didn't happen to be watching RMG TV, the consistent theme throughout all of these beatdowns are, it's like 10 black guys beating up one lone white guy.
Yeah.
Now, imagine just for a moment. Imagine that the reverse were true. That in a 45-day period, downtown Minneapolis, we saw 10 white people beating up a lone black man and stripping off his clothes, throwing a potted plant on his head, running him over with a bicycle, running and stomping on his head. Imagine if that happened. Do you think the news might mention that?
I think so.
I mean, this is no coincidence that all of the victims in these cases are white people. There's obviously a pattern going on here. They're being targeted. And the news doesn't mention that? What a disservice to the public. Maybe what a disservice to everyone.
Maybe they're afraid of mentioning it.
Oh, I'm sure they probably are. It's like the news. There's a TV station here in town. I don't know if they still abide by this policy. I will never forget this. It's probably about 15 years ago. They publicly stated that they are going to stop giving the race when they're giving a description. Guy went in, robbed a bank. Police are looking for him. They're not going to give the race because they were under pressure from certain groups that said, hey, this looks bad. All the suspects are black guys. And you keep saying the suspect is a black male between 20 and 25 years old. That looks bad. Ooh, that just gives, that's stereotype, and that gives all black people a bad name. I'm not kidding you. They said publicly, we will not give the, because of that, we will not give the race. We'll give a description. We'll say police are looking for the man who robbed this bank. He's 6 feet tall with dark hair and dark eyes. That's code for a black guy, by the way, if you watch the news and they're looking for a suspect and they don't mention race. How do you not?
Do they mention white?
No.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I think so.
It's just no race at all.
Right. They've been eliminated.
But how would you eliminate such an identifiable factor? That's like saying too many blonde people are saying, you know, that are being accused of crimes and they're looking for too many blondes. So we don't want all blonde people to look bad. So we're just not going to mention hair color anymore when we're looking for people. I think that it's obvious what's going on there in Minneapolis, that these gangs, these roaming gangs of thugs in this area are targeting white people. Every victim in these videos is a white person. They're beating them. They're robbing them. And this certainly would have been mentioned if this were...
reverse.
Yes. Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. Long time listener. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. So I just wanted to comment on this whole assault in Minneapolis debacle that's going on. You know, Rover's drawing a lot of his attention to the race of these individuals. And I don't think the race of these individuals necessarily matters. What matters is the fact that these downtown areas aren't policed properly and you have people who are being victimized. You know, the police aren't there to protect one group of people or to defend against one specific group of people. You know, bottom line is these areas are high crime areas.
Joe, I understand what you're saying. I agree. No one should be beat up and robbed and victimized like this, no matter what race they are. What I'm saying is, let's just imagine for a moment that this was a groups of 10 white people beating up one lone black man, and it happened 3 times in the past 30 days. You don't think there would be calls from community leaders saying that, you know, people, you know, these are hate crimes? You don't think that that would be brought up? You don't think the attackers would get extra charges saying it was a hate crime? They targeted this poor black man walking down the street by himself, and this group of white supremacists targeted him and beat him up? You don't think that would be done?
I grew up in inner city Cleveland. You know, I was one of just a few white kids on my block. You know, I've dealt with the whole white hate type debacle my whole life. And one thing I've come to realize is that drawing attention to the race in the first place is the first part of the problem. Okay. Again, I'm not saying that you're necessarily wrong.
I don't agree. I mean, I don't disagree that you have to, you know, the race doesn't matter of who the victim and the perpetrator is. I'm just asking one simple question. If this were reversed and 3 different times it were 10 white people beating up one lone black guy, do you think the news would mention that? And do you think there would be rallies and
protests
and
Al Sharpton
flying in and all of that? Do you think that would happen? Just yes or no.
Yes, it would, and that's a big part of the problem. Right. That's a big part of the problem with today's society.
And the news would be falling all over themselves, wouldn't they? They'd be falling themselves to report in the first 5 seconds of the story the horrible crimes against African Americans that have been perpetrated in downtown Minneapolis. Shocking crimes against African Americans in downtown. And then they'd have, you know, all these talking heads on to talk about how, you know, hatred and it's causing all this and blah, blah, blah. I'm just... there's a double standard here. It's clear that they are targeting white people in downtown Minneapolis.
Do you think that is? It's because they're white?
Yes.
Or do you think it's because they want to steal from them?
It's because they're white.
Think so?
Oh, sure. There are plenty of other black people in the area that could be victims.
You want that to be robbing everybody in the area? They weren't talking about anybody else. Just
what a coincidence.
It's just the one white person.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was the same group of people for each attack. It was that same mob mentality, that mob.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean they've arrested 16 people. I don't know if it's the same 16 people committing the crime in each of the 3 instances? I don't know the answer to that. But I just thought I would point that out. You know what else I would like to point out? We have gone crazy with trying to be so politically correct that now the UFC, they're doing an event in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia. And the mayor of Melbourne, who is a female.
Okay.
She wants to ban ring girls from the UFC event in Melbourne, Australia.
No, you can't. They're so hot.
She says that it is outdated. Here are three beautiful ladies who are UFC ring girls. And
they're hot. I've seen them before. They usually use the same girls a lot of times.
The mayor, Sally Kapp, she says, it's 2019. Do we really still need scantily clad women to wander around the middle of a fighting ring between rounds?
Yes.
But why? I mean, yeah, why not?
Exactly. Why
men.
Not?
Yeah, it's all just men beating their...
Why not?
Yeah, why is the fighting okay? If anything, take away the part where two guys are beating each other senseless. I would say
you are absolutely right. That, society-wise, is a much worse thing.
Violence.
Promotes violence. She continues, grid girls are no longer part of Formula One. Formula One got rid of these girls who were like at the finish line and at the starting blocks.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the sexist? Why did they get rid of
them? Yeah, because it wasn't politically correct anymore.
So it's just the girl that stands there and waves the flag and then they go? Is that what? I don't know what technically what.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty. You're there.
There's one
like,
girl.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. They're just hanging out being hot.
Yeah. Okay, I mean,
they're wearing like leather suits. Yeah. Hot.
They're just hot chicks.
Yeah. Okay.
People want to be around hot chicks.
I got news for you. Hot chicks spice up almost anything.
Yeah, clearly I'm spicing up the show.
Walk-on girls, she says, are no longer part of professional darts. I saw a story on this. I think it was on 60 Minutes.
Darts? That
in England, they have, it's actually big on television, professional darts. And they'd have like these big fat white guys that would come down. And they'd be led into the dart arena or whatever it is where you play darts in front of huge crowds. And they would have, almost like the WWE, they would have escorts, these hot women on the side of these big fat losers that are professional dart players come down. And, well, people complained about that. So she says, surely it's time to move on. She wants ring girls banned from this UFC event. A boxing event in Melbourne had the ring girls because there was so much outrage. Ring girls were replaced by a guy just wearing pants and a t-shirt who would go around in between rings, in between rounds, holding up the card to tell you what round it was.
Nobody wants to see that.
Do you think they would allow it if the chicks were fat? And like you empowered them.
And say, it's all inclusive, body positivity, ring
would
girls.
Would that be okay?
Probably.
And we'd be proud of that, too, because they're brave doing it.
So all these people who are saying that this is terrible for women and stereotyping women, these girls get exposure. They fly all over the world. You say they use the same girls, and you're right.
Usually.
It's usually the same girls. They name three of them, whoever these girls are for UFC. They fly all over the world. They go to these UFC events. But what that exposure gets them...
What does it get them, Rover?
Television contracts.
Does it?
Yes.
Modeling
jobs.
Yeah.
It gets them followers on Instagram where they're making money. Yeah. So all of those opportunities for these women have been taken away. What's wrong with these women doing that? What's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with it.
If there are so many opportunities, then they'll be fine not having to parade around like that.
Just lost a job, though, for no reason.
But you just said they have all this talent, all this exposure. They're going to be fine. They can't do anything else.
Yeah, their talent is looking hot and walking around looking
right
hot.
There.
No, that's their talent. Their talent is to look hot. What do you think professional models' talent is? It's to look hot.
But that's the problem with this. That woman wants to change it because that's not a talent.
But yes, if you want women to be so empowered, shouldn't they be able to choose what line of work they're in? These women chose what to do. Like a fitness model, who all she does is post pictures on Instagram of her in yoga pants doing stretch poses. That's her choice for a line of work.
But
that's
she's telling you fitness stuff. This
I might have chosen that line of work.
You?
If I had six-pack abs.
You're not hot.
And huge... Well, that's why I got into radio.
Okay.
That's exactly right. There's nothing wrong with choosing to use your good looks for a career.
The other thing that, you know, is it really necessary to have cheerleaders
in these little tiny outfits.
You talking about like football games?
Do you just hate all hot women?
No, it's just, if it's going to go down that road where they're already slowly starting to.
Oh, they're starting that in the NFL where they have like, excuse me, the first male cheerleaders now and stuff, and they're all dancing around.
They've been doing that for...
No, that just started last season, dude.
What were we just watching where the cheerleaders weren't even dressed hot? Remember?
Yeah, that was a college football game.
So I'm all for that.
So now I'm guessing at the UFC, in the next, maybe 3-4 years, we're going to see a big, fat, transgendered ring person.
Why do they have to be fat? Are you saying that that's wrong? So transgendered can't be a hot person?
Oh, no. Huh? What? I don't know what she's talking about.
No, the biggest
I'm saying it's body, you know, it's...
To be the ultimate what? Inclusive.
Body positivity.
You're not woke enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, please.
Woke my ass.
Jeez.
I'm way more woke than you.
Couldn't you argue the same thing about the dudes, too? Because they're basically out there wearing, like, their underwear, too, and they're out there rolling around.
Putting their body on the line.
Their belief, that's... I don't like UFC. Like, they hurt each other.
Yeah, men should be complaining. What do you think? We're all just a bunch of savages who have to beat each other in the face. You don't hear us crying about that, do you? No. B2 and I were... I'll hold that story.
Oh, no.
B2 and I got into not a heated discussion. We weren't arguing or whatever, but a vigorous debate over the weekend. I'll tell you why when we come back. 866 Yo Rover. We'll also get to the shizzy, the news, right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeartRadio station. You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. Rover's Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry. They have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
The shizzy is coming up in a few minutes. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
There was a 22-year-old that wanted to get out of going to an L.A. County fair with his parents.
Yeah.
What he did to get out of going, I'll tell you that story. Plus, and that's it for now.
Okay. She must have lost her place.
No, I had something else, but I'm
Sarah in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just calling in because I'm so frustrated with this thing where women are treated like a victim all the time, and then opportunities are taken away from them. For what reason?
Yeah, like the UFC ring girls. Yeah, they're making a good living.
Yeah.
They're an honest living.
The one makes $1 million a year.
Really?
She's been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah.
The one on the right in that photo.
Yeah. And someone wants to take that away from her. Some weird feminist who says that she's being exploited. She makes $1 million a year, you tell me, Dina? Uh-huh.
I'm in the wrong business.
Ariane Celeste, I think, is her name.
Well, Sarah, she's hot, yeah.
I think it's the one on the right, yeah.
But that's the thing, is like, they act like there's this glass ceiling and we can't achieve anything without help. But that's not true, you know? We can do anything we want in this country. We have every freedom available to us. But then they're taking things away just because someone doesn't feel good about it somewhere. It's like, I don't want somebody deciding whether or not I get to keep my job because they're sad they don't look like them or something.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling that's probably what it is. That mayor of Melbourne, Australia is probably, who knows what she looks like. Let me see if I can find a picture of her.
Yeah, she's got to be ugly to complain about this.
Like Meryl Streep.
Oh,
she's cute.
She's not bad looking for an old lady.
Oh.
She's an old lady.
Okay.
With a pearl necklace.
All right.
Conservative Charles, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Conservative Charles.
Yo, Rover, I want to make two comments about the gang fight, the 10 guys versus the one white guy.
Yeah, in Minneapolis, right? Yeah, where this has happened multiple times. It's a theme of these people being beat up. It's one white guy being beat up by a gang of 10 black guys. And the news, I'm watching the story, the news is doing a whole story on it, and it just, like, it was never brought up one time. And if it was reversed, that would have been the lead line in the news story. Go on, Conservative Charles.
You know, things like that happen here quite a bit. I know in Cleveland, they're not even allowed to chase them if they're in a vehicle or something of that nature. But the thing that goes through my mind is, let's say that this was you that was getting beat up, Rover, and they cracked your skull, got you on the ground, beat you up, tore off your clothes, but you did have your concealed carry around your ankle after they got you on the ground and beat you up. You pulled that out, right? And then they scatter and run. So there's 10 guys that just beat you up. They scatter and run, but they're still within view of you. And what happens if you shoot all 10 of those guys? All 10 of those guys, in my mind, were not innocent civilians. They were all there for one reason, an opportunity to beat you up or opportunity to kill you or rob you. And what if you actually kill all 10 of those guys? Who gets in trouble? Do you or do they?
So you're shooting 10 guys that are running away from you in the back in this weird fantasy you have. Yeah, I think you'd get in trouble. If it's after you got beat up.
Well, look at what happened to this guy. This guy could have lost his life. I mean, this guy
is... Oh, yeah, if this guy shot them right now, no problem. Go ahead. Run me over with a bike, shoot him. Yeah. But if in Conservative Charles fantasy, they all run away and then he's going to shoot him?
There is no innocent civilian in that point. They're all there for the opportunity when you're on the ground, that's their opportunity to pounce on you.
Okay.
And then on this one time, the only thing that happened is that you were able to reach down to your ankle and to get that concealed carry out.
Yeah, shoot them. If your life's in danger, shoot them.
Yeah, they run over him with a bicycle. They throw a potted plant on his head. I mean,
did he not see him? Maybe was that just a guy riding down the street on a bike?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, just look. Oh. Conservative Charles, I don't know. I think that you should sort of in that scenario. I think if you have a concealed carry, you have a handgun. You can kind of tell that these 10 guys milling about coming up to you, they're up to no good. And you can see at the beginning of this, they're trying to steal this guy's cell phone here. If you watch the very beginning of this, this guy's like trying to grab that guy's phone. And then he gets sucker punched by this other guy. But that's the point where you pull out your handgun. When they start trying to steal your phone right out of your hand, pull it out. Go, steal this, bitch. Yeah, and see how it works for you.
It shouldn't even have to come to that, though. I was reading the article, and it seems like they really have to fight to try to get more police officers because they're short-staffed or something. I don't think that that's too much to ask for if you got people like this roaming around.
I don't think it's too much to ask for either, obviously. That girl who called in from Pennsylvania. I'm going to be in beautiful Butler, Pennsylvania tomorrow, just so you know.
For what?
Why?
I have to drive all the way out there to that's where Rolling Glory One is. I forgot something.
Stuff from the bus?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Drive all the way out there to get something that I need to broadcast the show Friday from Las Vegas.
How far of a drive is that?
Couple hours, few hours,
2 hours.
Can you send B2 to go get it,
or Jeffrey?
While you're on the air
for lunch, he'll go out there, eat lunch real quick, and come back.
Yeah, I bet there's a diner in the area.
No, but speaking of Butler, PA, my dad used to go to auto auctions out there in his car sales days. He would do that. He would go.
I've
to
never
auto
even
auctions.
Heard of Butler, PA before.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's where my dad.
What
would
kind
often
of auto auctions are they doing in Butler,
auctions.
Pennsylvania? I mean. Seems like a weird place to do an auto walk.
You want to go out there, Jeffrey, for Rover?
Why?
So you can pick up this piece of
paper. Are you listening?
Remember, he's buying you a trip to Oktoberfest. Maybe you could just swing by.
Just throw me some money for gas.
Oh God!
There you go. No problem.
Now I'm going to go because it's still connected. I have to disconnect it and all that. So I'm going to go out there.
And there's T-shirts on the bus too for all of us. You got to grab.
Okay. Tyler, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to remind everybody that Dumb cheated on his ex-wife with a prostitute
in Nevada.
That's right. He also cheated on his fiance with his ex-wife.
Yes, he did. That's our former phone screener. Never forget. Thank you. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Purdue Pharma, the company that made billions of dollars selling prescription painkiller OxyContin, the company has filed for bankruptcy. It's just days after reaching a tentative settlement with many of the state and local governments suing it over all of these opioids.
So, does that get them out of having to pay that?
No. They had more money. There's also allegations that they've been hiding money.
Oh, I read an article, or I started to read an article. I wasn't that interested. They've apparently been doing wire transfers of, like, billions of dollars out of the country.
Right.
This family who owns Purdue Pharma. So that they could squirrel this away before they settle this these lawsuits.
They agreed to pay at least $3 billion in the settlement. But they got a lot of legal battles. There's a lot going on with this, but they've decided to file for bankruptcy. That happened later.
I thought it was $12 billion.
Well, they say that the tentative deal, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time.
Gotcha.
But again, with them, it's going to be an ugly fight for sure. Now,
so if they file bankruptcy, they still are on the hook for that? Or that seems like a way that they would try. Is it mentioned this in this article? It says that they still have to pay that?
Well,
why file for bankruptcy?
Well, what is their worth?
I don't know, but did you not read the article? Is this a legal maneuver to try to get out of paying the settlement?
No, I don't think they're going to pay the settlement and then do the bankruptcy.
If they accept it, right?
Well, you said that they did file for bankruptcy, so they haven't.
They did last night.
Okay, so they haven't paid this settlement yet, obviously.
Right, because it's all still legal courts.
What does she not understand about
it? I understand what you're saying.
Well, you said they're going to pay the settlement and then file bankruptcy, but they filed bankruptcy last night.
Sure.
This headline says they filing for bankruptcy is part of the settlement.
Mm.
So that's part of the agreement. They have to go out of business.
But they're
going to
still give them the $3 million.
They sell off assets and stuff? Is that what they do?
I don't know. All right, go on.
The United Automobile Workers started a nationwide strike against General Motors. This is happening now. They did this at midnight this morning. It's the first national UAW strike since 2007. So
comes at the same time that they're raiding the union president's home. They've already arrested multiple member leadership of the of this union for taking bribes and kickbacks, and this has all been in the past month or so.
It sounds
like a pretty shady organization.
Well, talks will resume this morning. Union officials say that both sides are far apart in all of the talks. So we'll see what happens with that. But they're striking. I saw video footage of it this morning on the news. They're out there striking.
You know, GM says this. I was shocked to know this. I know that auto workers are paid good money. And they have these union contracts. And sometimes, I'm not an expert in this, but I believe that sometimes they keep battling and battling, wanting more and more and more. And in the long run, it actually proves to be detrimental to the workers because it's an unrealistic level of compensation and pay and whatnot. It's just unsustainable.
To get more money out of it.
Short term. But in the long term, the company has to close plants, go out of business, cut back because they're paying so much. This is with GM, right?
Yeah.
So I just read an article that says that GM says that the average salary of their the average take-home pay of their hourly workers, $90,000 a year.
Damn.
Isn't that shocking? That is unbelievable.
That's great. That's
no
great
wonder
money.
These places close. They close plants. Who could afford to pay all that?
But how much money is that place making overall? You're saying 90 is a lot, but when they're making billions and billions,
and there's only like a fraction of people still working too, right? Like they've automated a lot of it.
There's still thousands of
thousands,
people,
sure, but not how
working.
It used to be.
But you know, I don't know. Sometimes it's an overreach, I think, with what the demands are. And some of these auto manufacturers, they're not doing so hot right now. I think it was Ford that I just saw an article about, that they're in some financial trouble.
But GM's doing good.
Yes, Jeffrey. Okay. What is it?
I was reading, when this story broke last night, I was reading that Fiat and Ford, they still, the union for the representing those workers, they still had their contracts, you know. But it's that the reason why the sticking point GM's workers went on strike because they're making more profits and the management, they're claiming the management's hogging all the money.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting because the union who's claiming that, it turns out that they've been, their leaders have been taking bribes from the auto manufacturers. Talk about hogging money.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying what I'm
saying. How ironic.
A 22-year-old guy out of Sylmar, California, lives with his parents. He got roped into going to the Los Angeles County Fair with them this past weekend. But he didn't really want to go with his parents. So on Friday, he came up with the brilliant idea of sending an email to the fair saying, quote, I was told that someone was planning on doing a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairground. Oh, obviously, man. The FBI is going to find you.
Yeah.
Sure enough, they did. Tracked it back to this guy. It was a hoax, which is good. He was still arrested for making a false threat, and the police say that they'll be looking for him to reimburse them the cost of the investigation around the fake threat.
Just don't go. Did this just because he didn't want to go?
Yeah.
To the fair.
How old is he?
22 years old.
Can't you just tell your, you're 22, you can't just tell your parents, I don't want to go to the fair?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you remember the story that we did about the guys out of Florida on a boat, and they filmed themselves with a shark, and they dragged the shark to death? Do you remember this? We had talked about this.
It's a different story. I saw this video. This is a totally different...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I watched this video. You have this video.
This is this
video
the shark being dragged to death?
Yeah.
It's not the same guy?
Nope.
No, the other thing that you saw was something else. It was a different video.
There's dragging it going like 50 miles an hour or something. I mean, they're going super fast.
Well, they ended up killing that shark.
Yes.
So there are three guys that were part of this. Two of them got sentenced to jail.
Mm-hmm.
The third one didn't because he agreed to talk against his two buddies.
Okay. He's a rat.
How long did they get in jail?
10 days in jail. 10 days. For their part in killing that shark. There are other things.
It's like
that
Felicity
done.
Huffman. It's same.
Well, what's worse?
Level of crime. Someone sent me an article. They go, Felicity Huffman only got 14 days in jail, and this guy got 36 years in prison for stealing a hot dog or whatever it was. Now, I didn't even read. They sent me a link to an article. I didn't read it. I don't need to. The guy who got 36 years for stealing a hot dog, it's probably like his billionth crime,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Repeat
300 yeah. strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
At least 22 people were injured over the weekend. Saturday night, a multi-level deck collapsed at a condo building in Wildwood, New Jersey. It trapped multiple people in the wreckage, and the collapse happened at a 7-unit condo. The second and third
right
floor
by the beach,
front
right?
decks, yeah. suffered.
So everyone's out there, I guess, partying on
complete
the deck.
Complete pancake.
At the beach, and then
yeah.
it just collapses.
Yep. But 22 people injured. I always think about that, too. When you're out someplace, I'm always afraid that a deck is going to collapse. Or
oh, there was one that happened here out in Put-in Bay at the, or one of those islands out there. Years ago, a deck collapsed, killed a bunch of people.
That's scary. A woman in San Diego had a dream where she swallowed her engagement ring, and she wanted to keep it safe from bad guys. Well, she woke up and she had actually swallowed it.
What?
She realized she did swallow her ring. She could feel it in her stomach and it was painful. So rather than eating something to let her body remove the ring, she ended up going to the doctor and got an upper endoscopy to remove it. And the procedure went well. The doctors got the ring out.
Wait a second. So she had a dream. But she ate her wedding ring, mm-hmm. and then when she woke up, she actually ate her wedding ring, mm-hmm. her engagement ring, rather. That's weird.
She swallowed her engagement ring. And there's the x-ray. You could see the ring inside of her.
How come the dreams that I've had where I had a dream where I'm sleeping with a supermodel, and then I wake up, that never turns out to be true like that.
Mm-mm. Tonight we have Monday Night Football, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The Jets will host the Browns. You have an article in your prep work over there that says Browns fans have fallen off the bandwagon already.
After one game?
Relax. After 1 week of last week they lost, they say that ticket sales for upcoming Browns games have fallen off a cliff. The price for the Browns week one game was $181. And since they lost that first game, the price dropped 21% for week three, which is against the Rams, which they say is a sign because that should be more expensive. The Rams went to the Super Bowl last year.
You know, but the Rams are, I mean, that's going to be, they're going to beat the Browns. Who wants to see?
Well, let's wait and see. Wait, it's going to be a turnaround tonight.
That's what
watch. It's going to be a different team tonight, and then we'll see next week.
But I would also say these figures you're giving could be complete BS because I'm guessing opening games are probably always more expensive tickets than subsequent weeks.
Yeah, everybody wants to go to the first game.
Tell me last year, the year before that, what was the drop off?
Yeah.
You know, maybe this could be completely normal. I don't think anyone's like, oh my God, they lost one game. Now, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, I think now you can jump off that bandwagon. They got blown out 2 weeks in a row. They suck.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Patriots? Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I saw the highlights, yeah.
Patriots crushed. Who were they playing?
I think Miami.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was last week.
Who the hell did they play?
No, maybe it was. Patriots, Dolphins, 43.
Yeah, it was this week.
They didn't even score.
Who killed the Dolphins last week, then?
I don't remember. I just know they lost.
Here's another sports-related story that's making the rounds. This is from the Titans game. I think you have video of this, Rover. The pyrotechnics machine.
Oh yeah, saw this.
Caught on fire. Holy
hell!
Look at that.
That's a big fire.
Yeah. This happened. Yeah.
So this is like one guy with a fire extinguisher. That's not gonna.
That's not
I don't think
working.
That's gonna do it.
Oh my god!
Like he's already running out of juice. How'd they get that out? They must have had something. I mean. Something more than that one fire extinguisher.
Yeah, they were able to get it out pretty quickly. Nobody was injured. They said that the machine malfunctioned. It was a pyrotechnics machine. It malfunctioned, started shooting flames horizontally. They were able to get it out. Nobody was harmed.
Baltimore won first week against Miami, 59-10.
Gotcha.
This is for Anthony Snitzer, our video guy. 2 years ago, MoviePass announced a new plan where their users could see unlimited movies for $10 a month.
Oh, Snitzer took advantage of that.
Oh,
he put that out of business personally himself.
Yes, he did.
Come on, well, I only saw 54 movies.
In a month.
Well, over the weekend, MoviePass shut down indefinitely with no plans to relaunch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they couldn't. You can't sustain that.
Right.
People were going crazy going to multiple movies every day, every week.
Oh, Snitz was a...
Yeah, when it first came out.
Not a single movie he didn't see.
There wasn't a limit.
If there was a cartoon, he just, like, I have to go see it. That real movie or whatever. He's like, I'm just going to go see it. You would never go see them if you had to pay full price.
He put them out of business.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing this story. We did do this on Friday as it was happening on our show. Eddie Money died. I got an email. They're like, I can't believe you didn't mention Eddie Money.
Well, of course. We played a song for him.
Yeah, you talked about the lead singer of the Cars dying. Mm-hmm. It was also Eddie Money passed. Mm-hmm. We did report that on Friday. There you go. That is a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will be right back. Hang on. iHeart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m. It's not brain surgery.
How much do you really need your brain?
It's just a talk show, but it'll blow your mind from time to time. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Ah, Let's see here. Jeffrey? Where is Jeffrey? There he is. Two questions for you. What's your balance at the Bank of Dieter for your Oktoberfest trip?
$380. Oh, so by the end of this week, I'm going to be able to give him some more money.
How much?
About $40, $50 more.
Oh, okay.
He said that on Friday. He was going to get his paycheck on Friday.
Yeah, I'll get my fence paycheck on Wednesday, my radio station paycheck on Friday.
Is everything okay at home?
It's at a standstill for 2 weeks now.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay for now. I just had, like I said, I had bills to pay, so that has to take precedence. So it's a tough balance.
Are you going to have enough money to go out there? Because I thought you were planning for 600, and now you're planning for like 400.
Well, I mean, like I said, dear, you know, it changes, man.
When do you guys leave?
We leave out on the 30th.
2 weeks from today, they leave.
Yeah, so it was going to be 600 that you were going to take.
That was my original goal. Yeah, it was 600.
What happened?
I mean, like I said, we had bills to pay. I have to make sure the family's taken care of. Stuff like that.
New computer.
You can do it in 2 weeks. Come on, man. You could do it. He's already got a money-making operation. He's offered me in the bathroom.
What's that?
Well, he's got tickets to his wrestling show. He's trying to sell.
Oh, for $10 a pop?
$10 a piece. Oh. General admission.
Yeah, so I can just put butts in seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave, stay in there, Jeffrey, because I have something else I want to talk to you about. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I heard you talking about the strike and the average wage in the factories, and you know that's released by management. Those numbers, they aren't accurate. I was there 37 years, and the numbers you're putting out there just are not accurate.
GM says the average hourly employee makes about $90,000 a year. I mean, I doubt that a big company like that would put out. Unless they could back those numbers up. I mean, I would assume that that's a fact.
The only way I could back it up is you could come look at my W-2.
How much did you make?
I was a skilled tradesman, and what I made $34 an hour as a pipe fitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you figure that out. At 2,000 hours a year, that's $68,000.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And I was higher, and now there's second tier workers in there that are making $15, $16 an hour to start, and they max out at $19. At $19 an hour, there's no way you could ever make $90.
I'm just telling you what GM says. It says right here, quote, GM says the average hourly employee makes about $90,000 a year. I would think if that were false, that the UAW would be, well, you're such a liar, then they would be saying, but they're not saying that. I think that is probably true.
It's, well, if you want to take that side, fine, but it's not
true. I'm not taking a side. I'm just reporting what they just reporting what they're
saying. You're repeating facts that are not accurate. You're repeating facts that are not accurate.
Well, how long ago did you work there?
I left there April 1st of 2018.
Okay, so it's pretty recent.
I'm just telling, don't you think the UAW, if that were false, they would say, oh my God, look, we're in this negotiation and GM just blatantly lied. Look at this lie that they've, I mean, if GM's going to make statement like that, they would have to back that up.
No, they don't. Well, how, if the piece it, it becomes the truth.
So the Donald Trump strategy is what you're saying.
To a certain extent, if you release stuff in your press releases, it almost becomes like the mental truth. People believe it.
Well, why doesn't the UAW then say that's not true?
They do.
Not in this article, they didn't.
It doesn't get picked up as well. If you want me to come in with W-2s or have...
But I don't need you to come in because you're one worker. What I would need is I would need to see the payroll of all GM employees, and I don't think you have access to that. But this is I can only go by what GM says, and I think that a big public company like that probably wouldn't blatantly lie about something like that. I'm just they would get caught. They would get called out by that. Jeffrey, now the other thing I wanted to ask. Tell me about all the drama surrounding your kid's high school.
Wait, I didn't hear that. It was... So,
I don't ask. So you can hear better.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, neither, man. You're fine.
What now?
Tell me all about the drama at your kid's high school over the weekend.
Well, what happened was I got an automated call last night that someone on social media, on Snapchat, made a threat.
Against the high school.
That Snapchat notified the FBI, FBI notified Lakewood Police Department that person is now in custody, did not involve any of us.
Oh, jeez.
Wait. What were...
And I also got an email, about it, too, regarding this.
Huh.
So, that's a... But they've caught the guy?
They've caught the guy. It was an adult former student, because they managed to trace the computer's IP address to him.
And he went on Snapchat and said what? Like, he's...
I think he was going to shoot up the school or something. I think
is that what
That's... I don't know the depth of it, but that was something along those lines.
That's scary.
Dean.
That scared me and I told my wife about it. You know, she almost flipped out. I said, look, it has nothing to do with the kids. I said, and I showed her the email that, you know, this person's caught in custody right now. It's probably going to be charged with making a terroristic threat through social media.
All right. Well, that's scary, but I'm glad that there's... thank you for giving me the details. Nothing to be concerned about at this point, huh?
Right, because my kids would never do stuff like that, because they don't have
Snapchat. Well, I didn't say it was your kid.
Well, that's what my wife was worried about, but my kid... But again, my kids don't have Snapchat.
Did they contact you, the FBI?
Huh?
Did you talk to the FBI?
No, I didn't talk to them. I just got the automated phone call, and I got the email. Yeah. I read that.
That's good.
Did you bring it up? Did you bring it up to him? You didn't talk to
the kids?
All right, Dean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, that slick guy was on there complaining about that your backs were off with the $90,000.
Yeah.
The guy's an idiot. haven't taken into consideration benefits that he gets, not just his hourly salary. I'm sure that's what GM factored into that.
Actually, the quote, I'm looking at another quote. This is from CNN. GM says its average hourly employee earns about $90,000 per year, not including benefits.
Wow.
So benefits on top of that. Now, that seems like a very high
overtime
number. Sure. Of course. I'm sure it would have to include.
But still.
Right. They're just saying, on average, our hourly workers are bringing home $90,000 a year. Some may be bringing home $115,000. Some may be bringing home $60,000. But on average, they're saying that it's $90,000 per year for their hourly employees.
Yeah, I see that. I used to make $32 an hour at the hospital I worked at, and I would bring home, I was working out overtime, but I'd bring home close to $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I never understand that with these companies. They pay time and a half overtime or whatever it is. And then they end up, like every company I've worked for, they always end up complaining about the amount of overtime that they are paying for. Isn't it just cheaper to hire another worker at some point and everyone just works regular hours so you don't pay anyone overtime?
You have to train that person. And
I don't know. This is why I'm not running a big company, I guess. Dieter, I think that the same girl who emailed earlier that she can leg press 630 pounds, she sent another email.
Oh, God.
And she says, tell Dieter I leg press 630 pounds at 7 plates on each side. Yeah. 15 reps, Dieter.
Let me see a video of that. With good form? Not like moving it 2 inches. I want to see this knees to chest and back up.
She also wants to know, what does Dr. Goldschmidt charge? That's the plastic surgeon guy that is a sponsor of the show, who does the booby booth and all that. What does he charge per unit of Botox?
Nice.
She's had Botox 6 times. She just wants a price per unit, she wants to know.
Tell her to call Dr. G and say, I want the Doogie special.
Oh, God.
$10.
The Doogie special?
Yeah, it's $10 per unit.
$10 per unit of Botox, huh?
Yeah.
I might have to get some Botox. I'm getting very wrinkly around my eyes.
You should do it, man.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know if that would help or whatever. Maybe I need a filler or something. Like, I've noticed in the past 2 years, I go, holy God, I'm getting all wrinkly around the eyeballs. Part of it is that these bright lights are just constantly just
that's what blast. It is.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, it's tough. You're squinting.
Yeah.
Do you squint in here?
No.
No.
All right, I'm squinting all the time.
I don't think so. I don't. You should wear sunglasses. I think they look cool.
So when we were tailgating, I had Dr. G in my face. He's like, "Oh, you need to do this. You need to do that." Like, have him look at your face too.
Take hours to tell you what you need to do to your face.
He needs to assess your face. And I have a Botox story for you.
What's your Botox?
You think Dr. G can give me a butt reduction?
Yes.
That's what you need is a butt reduction.
Yeah. Liposuction on your butt.
Yeah, well, everyone says I got a fat bubble butt.
Well, people, why not?
People want that. Yeah, they want a bubble butt.
But maybe you could sell that to some girl or something.
I don't know about that one.
Dr. G would do that.
Or maybe I can get a forehead reduction for Doogie.
Ooh, yes. Too bad you're not an African-American woman. You would be so hot with that bubble butt of yours, Jeffrey. Go on, dude.
So I have a story, and tell me if I'm in trouble. So I went to a concert Saturday night. I went to my Luke Bryan concert. Had the best time. There were so many people there, sold out show. Never seen anything like it. People were tailgating. There were RVs,
what do you
buses.
Mean you've never seen anything like it?
I've never seen, huge RVs, buses. People were out there. It was crazy. So, so much fun. So we're all drinking and having fun, and we're in this little area, VIP area, and all these people from work are there, and everyone's just having a great time, and somebody that I work with, his wife, I met them. And she's like, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 49. And she's like, "Oh, me too." And she goes, "You don't look that old." And I go, "It's Botox. That's what I do. I love Botox." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh, I want to do that." She goes, "Will you ask my husband? Please let me do it. Please let me do it." So I said to the husband, again, who we work with, who is much older, I said, "Can you please let your wife get Botox? I got a guy. He'll hook her up." Mm-hmm. Totally. He got mad at me. He's like, "She doesn't need Botox." I'm like, "Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She needs Botox." He got really mad at me because I was telling the wife that she needed to get Botox.
No, but I agree with that guy. First of all, chicks are doing way too much stuff to themselves, I think. I mean, it's
the lips,
procedure
the
after cardiac. Procedure after procedure.
That's not what she wants. She wants to just do the Botox.
How old
was that
is she?
Insulting my age? Was
she
that
works
insulting?
Here?
No, the she's the wife of somebody
does
that
she look
works
older
here.
Or younger than you?
I don't know. It was dark. She looked good. But
have you ever
something
met this woman before?
No. Okay. But
who's the guy?
And you're screaming that she needs Botox.
Yes, and he was getting mad at me. And
well, you're probably out of control, being loud.
No,
oh, yeah. She had half a beer. She's being all obnoxious. Yeah. Party mode, Doogie. Oh, you know how that goes.
Fun. I have some fun.
Maybe he was just trying to get laid. Maybe it's true, and he's like, "Nah, sweetheart, you look great all the time."
That's true too.
It's his wife.
That's what I'm saying, and they're already out. He's setting himself up for success.
Is that bad that I said that?
That someone needs Botox? No, I don't think. If she's the one that wanted the Botox, I don't have a problem with you confirming you the Botox. But if you just met the girl.
I did.
And and you're like, "Oof, you need some Botox."
No, I didn't say that. But she wants to get it. And she's like, will you tell my husband to let me get it?"
So she brought it up.
She's like, "Oh, I want to try it." She's never done it before. And he was getting mad. He might be in management and...
I went out on a date once with a girl who, this was many years ago, she worked at a plastic surgeon's office. So we're out on this date, and she just starts pointing out all the things on my face that could,
so you could be better.
Yeah. I'm like, "Bitch, first of all, I could have turned this around on her, but I'm too much of a gentleman." She needed a lot more work than I did. This was sort of like a blind date sort of thing. She needed a lot more work than I did.
But why don't you try Botox?
I don't know if that would do any good. I don't know if that would help. I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
What does it even do? It just puffs up your area so it looks like you're...
I thought it makes it so it doesn't move. I think I might need a filler, not a...
So not Botox. I don't know what that puffed means. You up.
Maybe that's what it does. So I don't know much about it.
I love it.
I really don't know much about it.
So I apologize if I offended anyone.
Well, who's this guy?
Botox. comment.
Rover asks, who's the guy?
What?
Yeah, who's the guy?
How many times does it have to be asked? Who's the guy?
He works at the AM station.
That doesn't help us out. Yeah. I
mean, who is sales guy, AM station, management.
Oh. So it's the program director of the AM station. Okay.
All right. Oh. His wife is
the guy doesn't like us?
Yeah, the guy doesn't like us.
He doesn't like us.
He's old and his wife is young and she looks really
good.
How
old is he?
He's like in his 60s.
Is he?
70s?
No.
And he's young? You go, he's young.
You're talking about Ray, the program director? He's not in his 70s, you idiot. What, Charles? I just saw the look on Charlie's face. He's like,
I'm trying to do the math.
He might be in his 70s.
What year he was born, the 20s?
No.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think that's bad. I don't have an issue with people getting plastic surgery or...
But if you feel good about yourself, then that's going to make him happy.
Girls, they take it too far. They're doing too much. You look fine. And they're nitpicking every little thing.
But if a girl
wants
to do it, let her do it.
See, what happens is I think it becomes sort of an obsession. I don't have an issue if you do. Like, if I wanted to get one thing, I don't have any issue.
I don't think you can, because you've been so critical of your wife doing it. That if you would be such a hypocrite.
No, I just told her, don't get anything. One time she came home with her lips all plumped up. I go, oh, no. That's the last. No, you can't do that ever again.
You'd be such a hypocrite if you said.
You can't start getting Botox. No. You did.
No,
tell
but if I did a one-time procedure or something.
Nope. After what you said. I swear she went and got Botox once and you said, what are you doing getting Botox? You yelled at her.
All right. She does that all the time.
And I thought you upset you.
Yeah, I don't like that. She doesn't need that.
But she wants
it. It's ridiculous.
So if somebody wants to do that to themselves, let them do that. And this wife, if she wants to get it, if it'll make her feel good about herself, then he should let her get it.
But if she's always doing these things, she'll go and she gets like these weird like...
Oh, they do these
laser
like,
facials. Or, I don't even know what they are.
They take a razor and they scrape all the crud off.
Microblading or something, whatever that is. Whatever
she's young, too. Like she doesn't need to be doing this at
but
her
she
age.
Claims that that's
it's
preventative.
Yes.
And I go, I don't know if that's the way that it works.
No. Yeah, I think it does.
I just leave well enough alone.
But if you get the Botox once, you have to continue for the rest of your life. Good.
Oh, yeah, I think you're getting Botox like every...
No, you don't.
Yes.
Because it goes away.
It's not a one-time thing, dude.
But if you don't like it, but the problem is you get it, you love it.
Call now.
Well, that's what he's saying. You keep getting it, right?
That's my exact question.
Because you love the look of it.
You need to maintain that look. And how often do you have to go re-up your Botox?
I go twice a year. You should go more than that. But I do go twice.
Yeah, I don't. But what I'm afraid is if I ever had anything done, I don't want to turn into one of these people. B2 and I were out to dinner one time, and there was this guy, this doctor. I only know that he was a doctor because I overheard someone saying he was a doctor. This guy had a face. I swear to you, I don't know how this... I mean, it was so taut. Just like, this guy's face. You look like a clown or an alien or something. Like, at some point, and I'm guessing that's not just one thing that you get done, right? You start with one thing and then it gets more and more and more and more.
It's addictive.
But you can bounce a quarter off his face. It's so tight.
You've seen people like that, right?
And older actresses do it, and their face are frozen. Right. Like their lips don't move, and they laugh. They're just like, ha, 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 ha.
Courtney Cox.
I'm thinking Renee Zellweger, Kim Basinger, or somebody did it, and they couldn't even move their face.
Renee Zellweger. I just saw an article about her, and she's like, it was so hurtful. I was out, and I overheard people at the table next to me or whatever talking about how much plastic surgery I had and how my face looks like an alien now. And I'm like, yeah, because it does.
I don't even recognize her.
Yeah.
She looks better crazy. Now.
She claims that she's just living a healthier lifestyle, Dieter. She doesn't admit to any plastic surgery.
But there's something addictive of when you start to get older, you just start feeling, I don't know, you haven't noticed it, Rover, is the older you get. You're turning 44 in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Don't you start thinking and you see pictures and you're like, oh, my God, I'm getting wrinkles. And it just starts to hit you and you try to salvage your youth.
I think I look pretty good for 44, I think. If I do say so myself.
I think so too, boss.
Thank
Looking
you.
Good.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, B2 and I were out to dinner over the weekend.
Is this the argument thing?
Okay. Well, it wasn't really an argument. Well, yeah. It was a disagreement. And this is going to sound so bad, so politically incorrect, we got into a debate because we were out at dinner, and I look over and I see these two women at a booth, and I go, "Whoa, wow! There's a transgender over there." Now, you know, that's fair enough, whatever. I don't have an issue with transgenders, but let's not fool ourselves. I don't want anyone to fool themselves. People who are not transgendered, when you see a transgender person out and about, you tend to comment to the person that you're with, "Whoa, look, there's a transgender person over there."
Oh, you just yelling
out? I know that that's supposedly not politically correct, but I'm just telling you that's what happens. For instance, like if you see a 600-pound person walk in, I hate to break it to you, but everyone goes,
"You go,
check out that super fat." Yeah, everyone does that, dude. Stop it.
No, right then, bro, if you don't wait and say something.
Well, you don't do it in front of the person. You don't let them know.
You write it down and pass a note to them.
I'm just telling people, this is what happens.
That's what my 9-year-old would do because she doesn't have a filter.
You don't say it out loud to the person, but you say it to the person you're with. You go, "Whoa, did you see that person walk in there like a trillion pounds?"
You shouldn't say
Doesn't
that.
Everyone do
it's
that?
An observation. No. What's wrong with saying it?
Because it's just sad. It's just sad. You don't say stuff like that. Especially a transgender. Who gives a rat's ass?
I usually don't even have to say anything because they're so huge that we'll both notice.
Everybody notices already.
And then afterwards,
you can even just make a "whoa." And that's all you need to do, right?
Yeah.
I know that this is not politically correct, but so then, and my wife is like, "No, you're just wrong about that." I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "That's not a transgender. That's a woman." I go, no, that's used to be a man." And we got into this huge debate, and so each one of us had to get up and walk to the bathroom, and I'm
disgusting.
Like,
"And what, you're staring as you walk past this person?"
Oh, I'm trying to get a look, yeah. And is that bad?
Yes!
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
It's disgusting.
That you're just walking past, staring at this person, trying to look down their shirt or something?
See if they have a dog? Did you follow them to the bathroom?
No. I did not.
That'd be the key.
That's what you need.
I just wanted to get, because they were on the opposite side of the restaurant. I was trying to get a clearer look.
And your wife is sure there's just a woman.
She's like, "No, that's just a woman."
After closer inspection.
She said it's just a lesbian couple. And I'm like,
After closer inspection, what did you think? Once you guys got up and kind of
walked closer. All the way around and did laps.
Did you introduce yourself? "Hey, how you doing? I'm Rover."
No, I did not do that.
Did you ask her?
No, I just put out my hand, high five. I said, "So proud of you for the courage." Mm-hmm. She looked at me confused. What?
Oh, you're awful.
No,
that's awful.
I don't know if that's awful. I mean, I love how people are so quick to judge and be like, "Oh, that's so awful."
It is. It's so unnecessary. Not everyone does it. Don't sit there and say everyone does it.
Can't recall with certainty a time, but this is something you would do. You would do this. Don't be holier than thou.
Me?
No, she would tell me, "Oh, did you see that person over there?"
She would do that. I think you're right.
You are a liar. You are a liar.
My God. You're just trying to make yourself look better by saying that I would do that.
No, this is what I'm saying. The people who are so fast to call everyone out for doing it, Doogie, you would do this.
He learned it from watching you.
Okay.
That's what you
said. Does anyone here who has known Doogie for 20 years... anyone here?
How is this not anyone, my fault?
Does anyone here
insane?
Believe she wouldn't point out?
She would take a picture too.
All right, that's enough. I'm done with you.
No, she would. Of course she would.
I'm just saying. I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up. The news in just a moment. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeart Radio station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, "Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
You asked for it.
We have asked for.
Everybody wants it.
And now you got it.
Thank you.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
to the shizzy, the news, in a few minutes. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Have you ever heard of a magpie?
Magpie?
No. A meat pie? Not a mag.
What's a magpie?
A swooping magpie.
What is that?
A bird.
Oh.
What, a hair pie?
I've heard of that. So, I didn't know what it was either, but this swooping magpie, this bird, causes a man to die. I'll tell you that story. Plus, a guy goes into a meeting and brings an emotional support prop.
Okay.
Because he thinks he's going to get fired. What's the prop? It's pretty funny. I'll tell you the story.
We'll get to that in a moment. Brandy in Chicago, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandy.
Morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, so I totally agree with you with how you have the conversation. Now, I wouldn't go to streamers going up and down to the bathroom, but I have seen on more than one occasion when I used to club, where I used to see men dance with a woman, and you could clearly tell that that was a man. And you're just sitting there and just soaking it in, because this one guy had his hand on her butt, and everything was so into her. But you can clearly tell that that was a man.
That the woman was a man. Yeah, yeah. People have that conversation. Oh, yeah, I don't find it to be unusual, and I wasn't making fun of anyone. It was like when we went to Asia. Charlie and I went to Asia, and people said, "Oh, they're gonna." They're not used to seeing white people. They're going to come, you know, they're going to be looking at you. They want pictures with you and that kind of stuff. And, you know, is that wrong that they do that? Do I tell them,
you're
pointing out that I'm white. I mean, you're talking about it. It's natural. I mean, if they're making fun of me, then that's a different story. By the way, that didn't happen at all when we were in Asia.
Oh, no, nobody did.
No one. Bob in Rochester, New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, in your first segment this morning, you mentioned that you had an update about not sleeping with a prostitute and cheating on his wife. And I was just very interested in hearing the update over the weekend.
Well, this is very strange. So we had said on Friday, Dumb came into the studio, our former phone screener. He was upset. I guess earlier that day, he had the radio on, and someone, as they tend to do, called in and said, hey, remember, Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada. And his kids heard that, and he came in here in a bizarre plea to get fans of the show to lay off and stop saying that because he has kids and because it upsets his fiance. He's engaged. Yeah. He's engaged to a new woman now. Now, remember, he cheated on her with his wife, ex-wife. So he was begging and pleading to stop with that. I go, all right, I don't think that this is really the way you get the result that you're after. Coming in here, making a big deal and crying about it. But anyhow, we were talking about it, and Dumb was saying that he has given so much of his life to the show, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I've given so much of my life to the show, and I've been trying to get hired back here for the past, I don't know, what's it been now, like a year or so he's been trying to get hired back onto the show?
Yeah.
And, you know, this just isn't fair, blah, blah, blah. And we made a just kind of out of the blue, I said, okay, well, I'll give you a job if you can find the prostitute that you slept with, who also happened to be a porn star. If you can find her, the prostitute that you cheated on your wife with in Nevada, and you get her to go on to Oktoberfest with all of us. Because remember, Dumb and his fiance finagled their way into this Oktoberfest trip by threatening iHeartMedia.
Right.
Saying that the contest we ran was not run properly. And they said, okay, we'll get the cheapest tickets over there and we'll pay the least amount of money and we'll get that off our plate. There, here's a trip. It's easier for them to spend a, I don't know, I'm guessing $2,000. I don't know how much. It's easier for them to spend $2,000 or $3,000 than even fight a frivolous lawsuit. It would cost them $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 to fight that. So they go, fine, just be done with it. Now, that doesn't help out your employment prospects with iHeartMedia.
He's going to sue again?
That doesn't really, you know, that doesn't, not a wise move. That's not a wise move. Coming in here on Friday unannounced to beg and plead for people to stop saying that, that's not a wise move. But anyhow, so in the middle of this, I go, fine. I've said, I'll get you a job. I don't know if iHeart will hire you. Maybe. We'll see. But I'll give you a job if you get Anna Mills, the porn star who was working at the Bunny Ranch as a prostitute. If you find her, and I'll pay for it, she can come to Oktoberfest. I'll pay for her to come to Oktoberfest. But you and your fiance have to hang out with her the entire time you're on this trip to Oktoberfest. Now, that would be awkward,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Because it's already driving his fiance crazy that this is brought up all the time.
And she's going to hang out with a prostitute that Dumb banged back in the day?
How weird is that?
And Jeffrey loves prostitutes, too. So that would really add to it. All of this would be great.
So you think Jeffrey would try to bang her now? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In the current state?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't she like 60?
That's perfect for him.
60? What are you talking about?
Well, what's her age? This happened, what, 15 years ago?
Was it that long
roughly?
Ago?
Roughly. And then she was maybe, I'm guessing, 40.
I'd no. It was about 2008, 2009 when it happened.
Whoever, how old was she?
That chick was like 25.
I was going to say she's probably
but 35 in prostitute years. Robert, is less if different.
It's maybe 25.
Maybe it's, okay, maybe it's a different girl. Because was that the same girl that was talking to me? Like she was showing me around?
No, that's Sunny Lane.
Yeah, no, not Sunny Lane. No,
not Air Force Amy.
No, there was...
I have all these girls down. I know exactly which one this was.
Oh, that's funny.
There are main stars there, yeah. And then this chick was there.
One girl who was a porn star took me around, and she was showing me the Bunny Ranch, and she showed me the little cottages that they have.
Right, grabbing your junk, trying to get you to sign up.
No, she wasn't she wasn't really doing that, but... She's like, she had just filmed a new porno, and she's like, oh, I want to show you this porno my latest porno that just was released.
She was blonde, big boobs.
Yeah. She was young.
That girl was different.
Okay. I thought that's who Dumb slept with. Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that chick was hot.
Not her.
Okay.
I know which girl that was, too, because she showed me her porno. She had, like, a little dorm room, huge knockers, DSL.
Thin, young? Lips.
Yeah. This wasn't her.
What was her name? Do you remember?
No.
Anyhow, I thought that was her.
No.
Okay, all right. So, all right, wrong girl, then. So, anyhow, I made this offer, and... Dumb apparently is taking that offer 100% seriously because unless this was a fake message, he posted, I guess the Bunny Ranch has a forum.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a message on the Bunny Ranch forum looking for Anna Mills. Mm-hmm. You have a screen grab of this, Snitz? Yeah. Yes, here it is. Hi, all. My name is Sean Street, and I work with iHeartMedia's nationally syndicated radio morning show, Rover's Morning Glory.
Does he?
No!
Okay, well, right away, what's that first line?
So I don't know if this is actually Dumb who wrote this, or
this is Dumb.
Our fans do crazy going. Things.
Yeah, that's him.
The host and several cast members of our radio show visited the Bunny Ranch in 2009 and had a great time. The reason for this post is to get some help from some of the bunnies or anyone who reads this. We are trying to get in touch with one of the bunnies who was working at the ranch during our visit. And then I guess that I don't. Here it is. Her name is Anna Mills. Does anyone have contact information for Anna Mills? We would love to talk to her on air. Also, we want to fly, in all caps, inexplicably, we want to fly her to Europe to Munich, Germany for Oktoberfest in the first week of October this year. My email address is like this weird email Gmail address that's blocked out, and my phone number is please email, call, or test me, I think that means text, with any information that anyone has regarding Anna or her whereabouts, and most importantly, how to contact her.
Did he really put his phone number down?
I guess so. It's blacked out. Yeah. It's, he did. Must have blacked this
no,
out.
No, he did.
What?
Because a lot of people are calling him, an incredible amount of people. He told me, I was like, how's it going? I think Friday night, and he said, I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people. I didn't know why until the next morning somebody emailed me this, and I went, well, that's why, you moron. You just put your phone number on the internet.
And then it says to email Doogee, it says, if you are concerned about the Gmail address, please email the show's executive producer, Doogee, Doogee at roverradio.com, and CC me on the email.
This is great.
This is a level of insanity that I have not seen out of this guy. I've seen some crazy things, but first of all, how weird is it that he is purporting to work for the show?
Well, you said, I mean, if he gets her on.
But do he anything,
hasn't,
you lie.
He hasn't gotten her on.
No, but you do what you need to do.
I'm not, forget getting her on. He has to get her over to Oktoberfest. But why not just say, hey, I want a job, and this is how I can get this my job back at this radio station if
I would lie. I would. If this was me,
you would lie like that.
Yes, exactly.
I would say I was Rover.
How weird is that?
And then, I didn't know you needed to do whatever.
And then the weird thing is, why draw attention to the fact
that you gave a Gmail
that this Gmail right. and just that make parts. It look extra shady, like you're a weird prostitute stalker.
You really do.
Doesn't yeah. that look yes. really weird?
Yes.
Desperate.
The whole thing is so strange.
Has he heard from any of them?
No, that's not going to work.
A guy just sent me a screen grab this morning. So I saw this. He must have done this on Friday because people, or whenever it was, people started emailing me this. And by the way, who even knew the Bunny Ranch has a forum, and who discovered
that?
So Dumb must have found it and posted this. Which one of our fans is frequenting the Bunny Ranch forum to even find this post?
Sorry, Stripper Scott. Thanks.
The whole thing is weird, but someone sent me a... let me see if I can find this. Where is it?
He's asking people to do the work for him. He should find her.
This is typical Dumb, though.
Yeah, it's
this
just
is...
like, you guys find it, then email me.
Email me once you've done all the legwork right. to find her.
Oh, boy.
Who knows what else he's doing to try and track down Anna Mills? Where did this email go? There was.
I think he's going to find her.
Well, people were sending me pictures that they think is this updated Anna Mills, and I don't think that's her. I mean, it doesn't even look like the same person.
What, the super hot picture?
No, or not no, super no, no. hot okay. one. It was, if I can find it.
There was,
Somebody was saying that she changed her name, so that's going to be even harder to find her now.
Right.
I can't find it. There was an email that I had where, I don't know where it went. Email that a guy forwarded me, and it was just screen grabs of a text conversation. Now it makes sense. I didn't know Dumb posted his phone number on the internet. What an
wait,
idiot.
Wait, so he was...
This guy texted Dumb pretending to be like an employee at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, no.
And hey, I have Anna Mills' contact info, but I need to know that this is legit. And Dumb's going back and forth with this guy before the guy eventually... tells him, like, oh, is this the guy who cheated on his wife with the prostitute in Nevada? And Dumb figured out that it wasn't actually an employee. It was just a fan of the show.
Oh, God.
So,
there are a few different ways to go about it. I don't know what he's done or...
I don't even know how you attract...
I mean,
I guess that's a start. I guess in a way, that's not a bad way to start.
I would call them first.
Yeah, I would call them personally.
I did tell them
to call. Do they still exist? I mean, Dennis is dead, so the company still exists, right?
Still there.
So I'd say, hey.
Yeah, maybe try calling there instead of posting your phone number on the internet.
I don't know if they have.
I loved him complaining to me Friday night that all these people are calling him. He's like,
what do you think?
And I didn't know why. I was like,
I was just wondering, like, how did they get his phone number? And the next morning I woke up and I see this. I'm like, what a moron.
Putting the feeler out is a good idea, you know, when you think about it in your head. But he might have made it worse because now he's going to just keep getting all these spam calls. He's not even going to know if a real one comes through.
Right. Right.
Jackie Chan 44 or Jakey Chan 44 sent me a tweet. Anna Mills was born in 1979, it says, which would make her 40s. Like late 30s.
What?
Or I guess 40. Yeah, 40.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a rough 40.
What?
Well, I
said, did you see a picture? What does she look like?
Can you put you that don't one know what up, she looks like.
Yeah, what do you...
No, you can't put that up if that's no, not... No, I think she...
I think Anna Mills would be 50, because yeah. I'll be 50 next year.
And what year were you born?
When? I was born in 1970.
Perfect.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, so Anna Mills would be about 50.
Yeah, because she was born in 1979. 1979,
right, so...
Perfect. Thank you for correcting
perfect
that.
Math.
So I was born in 1975. My birthday is coming up in a few days.
How old is he going to be?
No, I'm turning 50, right,
oh,
okay. Jeffrey?
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Because anyone born in the 70s is turning 50, right?
No, I believe you will be next year. Well, you'll be 44.
What about next year? How
this about this year?
No, this year you'll be 44. Next year you'll be 45.
Okay. But you're turning 50, and you were born in...
No, I'll be 49 this year. Next year I'll be 50.
Okay. So, anyhow, there's the update with Dom. I just thought that was highly unusual. And
he's willing to do anything to get his job
well,
back.
Well, the thing is, well, then why would you come in here on Friday complaining about people bringing this up on the air? Does he really not care about the Dom cheated on his wife with a hooker in Nevada thing?
Of course he does.
Okay.
But this job offer changed everything.
But why would you come in here if you... If you hate that attention and you hate people ripping on you, why would you ever want to work in this environment again?
That's what I
question.
Because
this is what happens.
Because he's out of work the past year.
But you could get a different job, but you want this that bad?
He,
I mean, this is
he
a...
claims no one will hire him. I don't know
no,
if
he
I'd
was doing
that.
Sales. And he's like, I hated that because he used to sell...
He quit that job, right.
Yeah, was it printers or something? He goes, you know what it was, Dieter, that I hated? The meetings. Every day we had meetings. I just couldn't stand. It's just meetings. I was like,
"Yeah, welcome to the real world." Yeah. That's what people's jobs are like.
Yeah, most people have meetings.
Pointless meetings. Yeah.
But if he gets that job of working on that, if he finds her and he works here, that's par for the course. You're going to have screw ups like that all the time.
Well, what's he going to do? Producer job? And you're going to pay him a salary?
Oh, no, I'm going to try and get iHeart. I'd try and get iHeart to hire him first.
Okay.
If he actually pulls this off.
This is an example.
If they don't,
I'll
just pay him minimum wage.
Oh, good.
Through Rover Media. What's that?
This is an example of his producing. Just going to Bunny Ranch forums and blasting his phone number.
Right. And there's a reason why we call him dumb.
He's dumb. Elliot, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Elliot.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
Too much. All right, here's my theory on why I think Dom was in on the whole call iHeart, you know, FCC thing. You know, his girlfriend was probably aware that he was really, really trying to get a job at iHeart. Like, he was trying to get on good terms. He was doing all this stuff with you guys down in Miami and, you know, so on and so forth. But when everything, like, kind of happened and she was threatening to sue the company, why wouldn't he just say, hey, listen, like, you're aware I'm trying to get a job. How about we not do this, apologize, just say, hey, this was a misunderstanding. I understand it was a Rover contest, not an iHeart contest. And then that kind of clears the way for iHeart. They're not really in a bind anymore. And it almost makes him look like he's really trying to get the job. But instead, he just goes through with it and accepts the trip. Like, don't you think you would try to cancel that out and convince her otherwise?
Well, I think, and I don't know for sure, I think that when he didn't get that trip to Oktoberfest, I think he was angry. And I think that it started to pile up. I think he believes that he was coming in trying to get a job for the past year and that he wasn't going to get a job. And at that point, he's like, forget it. I'm done. Screw these guys. We might as well get a free trip. I think at that point, he had given up just in the heat of the moment. He had abandoned all hope at getting a job here, is my guess. Because there was never any serious discussion about hiring Dom.
No.
So as much as he was lobbying for it, and he never really, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think that he ever, I guess maybe he did bring it up to me about being producer, but he'd never made like a full court press. Like even when we were down in Miami,
he didn't bring it up.
Not that I recall.
But I think
if it was in passing. It wasn't anything serious.
I think what he's doing is by participating in stuff that you'll see the value in what he can bring to the table. The producer job was supposed to be off air, not on air character. So that's why I think iHeart is like, we're good. Thank you.
No, I think when he sued them before, I think that's when they were like, we're good. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, the whole time they've not wanted him. But I think him making that full court press was all, you know, getting the shower incident down in Miami where somebody dumped on him.
Yeah, that would be the Cleveland steamer.
That's how I would describe it. I wouldn't describe it as a shower.
The shower scene.
Cleveland steamer.
Just saying.
Yeah, he received a Cleveland steamer from NADS. Another thing, don't ever forget that. Just like, don't ever forget Dom cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Radio station. Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Make sure you check your pants after you listen to RMG, because this show is the literally.
Just all this poop.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, someone emailed me that you went to a wedding over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Went to a wedding. It was great. Wore a suit. Went floral for the undershirt.
Oh.
Looks sweet.
So masculine.
It will look great, though.
Oh, yeah? Awesome. Do you have a photo of yourself?
I'll try to actually, I'll get you one here.
Yeah, you were losing all that weight to fit into the suit.
Yes,
how'd that go?
So I bought a suit like 2 years ago, and I don't know how much I weighed when I bought that suit. But I tried to put it on, and man, that was a problem. So I've been on a diet for a month and a half to fit into the suit.
Did it work?
No, I couldn't button the suit the whole time. I mean, I could button it. It just looked...
It looked like you were like, Keith Hotchkiss, right. Our market manager, exactly. With that button just screaming
European
there.
Cut, he said, yes. So I had one button that was ready to burst if you kept it. And especially as soon as we sat down, because it was actually at a steakhouse, the wedding was.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the one that you
used. Wait, a wedding at a steakhouse?
It's behind the steakhouse. You used to go to this place frequently.
Oh.
I was with you a lot
strip?
There.
Oh,
yes.
Strip steakhouse.
So behind, they have like this cool barn.
Yeah, it's a good place to eat.
And then, so at the wedding, the food's from that place, from Strip, I think, because that's what I had. And man, that button was about to just go. It was at any moment.
The button
was about to. Yes, it was about to fly out and hit the bride in the face, because it was. It was a problem. No, the wedding went great until the Tootsie Roll came on. You know the song, the Tootsie Roll?
Yes.
By the 69 Boys.
Yes.
And I said, oh, perfect. This is my opportunity to...
Show your 69
show
Boys.
Show my tattoo.
Tattoo?
And I pull my pants down on the dance floor and start, you know, pointing at my 69 Boys tattoo.
Oh, my God.
The whole floor just leaves. Just gone. It's just standing there.
Could anyone even read what the tattoo was? Did they realize pulling your pants down and pointing at your bare ass?
This moment in my head a lot ever since Saturday night. There's a couple problems. One, nobody really knows who the 69 Boys are. They know the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, you could tell me. I wouldn't know that if you didn't have the tattoo on your ass. I would not know the name of this
problem
group
one
that performs a song. Would you have known that, Dieter?
No,
that's
nobody
problem,
does.
Problem one. Nobody even knows. Why is the Tootsie Roll on? This guy is just. The other problem is the amount of slapping I was doing of my ass and yelling, yeah, look, guys, yeah.
Everybody just, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
How loaded were you?
Oh, it was good.
Oh,
good,
must have been good loaded. Very loaded.
We're having a good time.
Kevin Stan, like blackout drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
is
a great
this
time.
Your friend or your girlfriend's friend?
It's, you know, our friend. It's our
I believe
friend.
It's Nads' ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so I don't know who's... It's
what?
Nads' ex-girlfriend.
You went to the wedding? Nads' ex-girlfriend.
Of Nads' ex-girlfriend,
did Nads go?
No, it's his ex-girlfriend. Why would he be there? That'd be silly. Are you dumb? No, so he was not there. Well, what, I wasn't supposed to go?
No, it's weird that you become friends with them to go to the wedding.
It wasn't to go to the wedding.
No, I didn't say it was to go to the wedding, but you just became friends with them to the point where you were so close that, hey,
they
come to my wedding.
You,
right, that's just odd.
Oh, he becomes such good friends with the ex-girlfriend. In fact, better friends with her than with Nads, it sounds like. You probably see this ex-girlfriend much more.
Yeah, once a week at least.
Oh, really?
She comes over and comes. Krista tans her a lot. So, like, because Krista's got a little tanning booth in the basement. So, yeah. Like, I see her once a week to come over to go tanning. Yeah. And, I see them. I actually probably do see them more than Nads at this point. Great couple, you know. Great looking couple.
Uh-huh. I've met them at Charlie's place.
Yeah. So, and actually, I don't think Nads is too upset. Like, Nads isn't too upset about it, I don't think. Because he was dog-sitting. Let's get this. Our other friend, I'll just call him Carl. Okay. Carl had to go to the wedding, too, all right?
Okay.
But Carl has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, I don't have anybody to watch this dog. So he had Nads actually watch the dog. So Nads is dog-sitting for...
Nads is dog-sitting for a guy that's going to
the wedding
of his
ex-girlfriend. So, yeah, he's all
right. That's sad, right? That's
Along with all his other friends that are going to be there, too.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird that he asked him to do that, too. But, no, it was fine. It was a good wedding. The coolest part was, so they went on their honeymoon this morning. I think they just left today. They dropped off their English bulldog. Now I have an English bulldog for a week.
At your house?
At my house, right now.
Oh. Remember you were talking about how you wanted to get a dog?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good plan. I'm only 12 hours into this thing. And
it's hard,
it is,
isn't it?
This thing is a giant, like, baby. Like, it was. It slept in our bed. And
that's so cute.
It was slobbering. Have you ever seen an English bulldog? Do you know what an English bulldog is?
Know.
Like, compared to other dogs. This one is the one with the smushed face.
Uh-huh.
Just
big,
fat,
rocky.
Just meat, like a meatball thing. It's just slobbering and farting and snoring on me all night. Worst sleep I've ever had in my life. And I know, I don't know if you could smell dog on me, but it's just nonstop. He's slobbering everywhere. He slobbered so much in our kitchen that Krista almost fell. There's that much slobber on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And you have to maintain, because as soon as it takes a drink, it just starts leaking out of its face.
And
so that's kind of, yeah, this is, that's actually not the one we have, but that's what they look, it's pretty much the exact same dog.
That smell will not come out of your, like, people who have these kind of slobbery dogs, they don't realize their house smells like slobbery dog. It's gross.
And they do, too. Always smell like dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can smell
that. So you may
yeah,
get
but I'm only
stink.
Doing it for a week.
Oh, it may last. But that's a lingering stink.
This dog can't walk up the stairs because it's just the way its body is, so I have to pick it up to carry it places to where it needs to go, and you have to wipe its butt every time it takes a dump.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Oh yeah.
After a walk.
Because
really?
They can't, you know, dogs like lick or they do something. This is such an oddly shaped animal. It shouldn't be alive. It's like a medical miracle that this dog is alive.
Is it old?
No, it's only 2 years old.
Most dogs just take a dump and it just...
Not one of these.
Like, comes right out.
You have to...
They're not wiping their ass.
No, but they lick themselves.
This one cannot lick itself. It cannot because it's just so round. It can't do that. And
Snitz is like we're weird here.
No, cats clean themselves. Dogs do not.
Dogs don't lick themselves?
Yeah,
no,
dogs are known for licking their balls.
No,
that's
they
their
lick
number
their balls. They don't lick their butt.
They'll lick a butt. I've had a couple
you
dogs.
No, you wipe them. That's doggy wipe. You wipe them.
I never
you wipe
my
your
dog.
Dogs?
Of course
Snitz?
I do. Yeah.
I've never
heard
wiped
of that.
My dog.
Oh, I never heard of
never
them until
heard
I got this dog dropped off to me, and they're like, you gotta wipe the dog. And I went, huh?
Yeah.
I've had dogs before. No. You just let it live.
I agree. This is an unusual thing.
You're bringing a poop butt in your house. That's fine. That's good.
Well, I have a cat who always has a turd stuck coming out. It's always like a little tiny turd that's stuck there. I don't
that's
wipe
gross.
Her ass.
Well, they lick themselves, though. That's what Snitz is saying. A cat.
No, cats clean themselves,
Right.
It's there every day. I'll take a picture and send it to you guys.
The other thing you have to do is you have to clean out its folds. Like, it's so wrinkly up top.
the things will get kind of like moist or wet or something. So you have to open up all of the different face folds and wipe it clean.
Oh, my God.
Because it's just...
This is high maintenance.
Oh, it is. This is... Because Chris is immediately like, well, we're never going to get a dog. Like, this is it for dogs. And I said, I've really wanted a dog, but I can't have one like this. It can't walk around.
Oh, my
God. This might be the wrong breed for you.
I think this might be... We're learning a lot. It's like, it's very chill. It just sits there. It just plops on the floor. But I mean, you can't get up on the couch or anything. So you got to pick it up anywhere it goes. You have to move it. It's just this big blob with a.
Does it
face.
Make you feel good though?
Oh, I love hanging out with him. He's great. Oh. Yeah, I didn't bother. Even though I'm covered in slobber all night, worst sleep I've ever had. Every 20 minutes, he's just breathing in my face. I'm like, God, this sucks. But he looks pretty cool, so I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Sister, did you get my picture?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, here's me at the wedding.
If you're watching RMG TV, you can see this.
Yeah, I couldn't fit. I couldn't close that suit.
Oh, let's see.
Handsome couple.
Charlie in a blue suit with a blue floral pattern shirt.
Man, was I looking good. Fresh.
Are you doing that leg for posing? Is that like a technique?
No, it's just how you stand when you look cool.
His pants were so tight, he couldn't put his legs together. He'd split his ass.
What do you mean? That's how you look. If you guys ever look this good, you'd understand.
So you can't button your jacket at all right there. I mean, that doesn't look...
No, I can button it. It's just you can see the stress lines of it.
Yeah, and, it doesn't look bad. I mean, it doesn't... No, I don't think anyone would have noticed.
No.
I don't think.
So are you back to shredding, or are you just...
No, I'm back. Yesterday I went off the rails. I was eating whatever I wanted, but today, right back at it. Got my apple coming up and... 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm fasting right now. I told you I got to get 170 before I leave for vacation. And desperate times call for desperate measures.
And you said you went out to dinner Saturday, so what'd you eat?
No, I went out on Friday. Oh. Here's the problem. Here's what ends up happening. We went out, start drinking, get to dinner, have a bottle of champagne, and then I start eating too much, and then we get home, we got all the way home, and I'd started drinking on an empty stomach. I went to that beer place again where the self-serve beer, and
yeah, great.
I'm drinking the 9% alcohol beer, and I didn't realize that will do you wrong on an empty stomach. Oktoberfest is going to chew me up and spit me out.
You need a base.
Yes.
If you're going to start early...
But then I get all the way home, and I tell B2, I say, we need the chocolate bombs.
What's
which
that?
Is a dessert that's at a place down the street from where we live. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I need a chocolate bomb. So she went out and she got dessert while I stayed at home and then brought it home. That's what happens when I'm drinking. I have no self-control.
You send her to errands? Like to go get desserts?
To go get food so I can scarf it down like a total pig.
How many chocolate bombs did you have?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, I go, how many calories do you think that is? She goes, probably 900. I go,
really?
Oh my God.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a ball. It's like a baseball size just...
Chocolate cake?
mousse. Surrounded by, maybe there's some chocolate cake in there too, and surrounded by like chocolate shell. I don't know.
Well, you could get this at a fast food place or a restaurant.
No, it's a restaurant. It's a restaurant.
So do you get other food like a steak or a sandwich?
I already ate at one restaurant.
Right, so you just ordered one
dessert just went
to go.
Yeah, that's right. Well, two. She ate one and I ate one. That's right. So I'm going to see. She's not going to eat. Maybe until I leave. I haven't had anything to eat today.
What about yesterday?
No, I ate yesterday.
Like healthy stuff, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it starts today.
Fasting starts
today. That's right.
Today.
That's last night, actually.
What's the last time you ate?
Be technical about it.
Well, yeah, no, that
I don't know. Maybe
9 o'clock
12, 14 hours ago.
Okay. How much did you weigh this morning?
175.
Okay.
5 pounds.
So you
got
to lose 5 pounds? That's not
by
too
Friday,
bad.
By Friday, you can do it.
If you don't.
I would have lost it already, but what happens is I get down to 174. On Friday morning, I'll weigh myself. I'll be 174.
The whole weekend.
By the end of the weekend, I'm like at 179. It's. Someone, a conspiracy theorist, came out of the woodwork and. He says, you were planning on bringing Dumb to Oktoberfest the entire time. That's why he's the only one that got the legit lederhosen. So Dumb got, when we did the challenges for Oktoberfest, I'm pretty sure this was brought up at the time. In fact, I'm sure it was brought up on the air at the time. So we did challenges for Oktoberfest to determine who gets to go to Oktoberfest. And everyone wore these lederhosen. I bought these off the internet. I bought them off of Amazon. And Dieter, Charlie, and Jeffrey all had the same lederhosen. And Dumb's pair were much, much nicer than your guys.
Yes.
Now, I bought these off the internet. You can see here, these are the ones that you guys had. Looks decent, right?
But they were way tighter than that.
It's just cheaper fabric. It's just like...
cheap fabric, but you can't tell that by the photo. But the important thing to note is, when you look at the size, it says tag size, and then it says U.S. size. Large and extra large. It has small, medium, large, and extra large. The largest size it goes up to is XL. Dumb could not fit in an XL. I hate to break it to you. So I had to buy the only size where I could get him, which I think was a size 38 waist. And those happened to be the nice ones. So there was no conspiracy theory on, like, oh, I know Dumb's going to Oktoberfest. I'm going to buy him nice lederhosen. It was the only ones we could buy that he'd fit into.
Yeah, and even the ones that were marked for our bodies, they still were super tight. Like, that extra large was not really an extra large.
It was a size or two small.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Jeffrey's was really tight.
Jeffrey's was tight. Dieter's was super tight.
Dieter's was super tight.
But mine ripped.
I had, I think the largest was an XL. So.
I think that's what I had.
Yeah. Let me see here.
Oh, after the wedding, I just remembered this. Apparently, I left my bedroom and I went into Krista's like closet room.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
And she started screaming for me to get out of there. And I guess I did. I don't remember this.
Let me guess.
No, and
then I went
into
drunk. Then I went to my office.
You just whipped it out and peed in the closet?
I went to my office, and she says, then you went into your like office area, and then you didn't come out for a couple minutes. And then you went to the bathroom after that. And I had this weird dream that night that I was standing over, like, I have a small little couch in my office, and I just whipped it out, and I was peeing, and I woke up, and I was like, what's going on? And I went, well, that didn't happen. Because that would be silly. And then Krista says the next morning, like, I was in there. I don't know what, she doesn't know what I was doing. And I think, I tried finding a wet spot all over, and I could not find one, but.
You peed.
I must have. I don't know where, though. I cannot find the place.
Do you smell it? Stick your nose in it.
I'm smelling everything. Smelling everything I could find, and I can't find it.
You know why? Because you got that dog in your house. That dog smell is overpowering your pee smell at this point.
Did the dog lick it up, you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
You get a black light, and that, what's that spray that they use?
Ooh, pee spray? Like, I know, it's the
like
stuff
the FBI
that,
uses? Yeah.
Luminol?
Yes. It just looks for fluids, yes.
Yeah, but also, when you're drinking, your pee is so watery.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit of rainwater in there, basically. Exactly. Not even that bad. Totally sterile.
Did you Lysol it down, just in case?
I couldn't find the spot, so I just moved on. I'm not going to get hung up on it.
Here's
what are you supposed to do?
Two Chainz, another conspiracy theorist, Dumb slipped during the contest and said he was already going. Explain that.
What?
I don't know what that means. Point that out, because he wasn't going
at the time
of the contest.
Actually, I rewatched the Bavarian Cream Shine. I watched that whole video.
Uh-huh.
When we were doing the part with the beer shine, you know, and since he was the last one to hold his up, so we got the 3 points for that, and then he went and chugged it, and the minute he got done chugging, he took his headphones off, and he's like this, I'm going to Germany.
Oh.
Like
that's
that.
What he's talking about? Yeah,
like
that's because it was the last one,
he won.
And he won. And then we gave it to Jeffrey anyways. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, Mike? What's up?
I just have a quick question. I've listened to you guys for, I mean, since the beginning, actually, you know, Lunchbox and everybody. The question I have is, when you guys get phone calls, why do you say it's Billy from Los Angeles, it's Kevin from North Carolina. How come you never say it's Chris from Cleveland? You never say, you never represent the city that made you.
Well, everyone knows that we're based here, and I would say the majority.
No, they don't. No, they actually don't, because you always make sure that okay. You make it so that it's another person. It's another. You never say Cleveland. Why do you do
just
that?
Talked about going to?
We made you. Oh, Cleveland made you. Cleveland made you.
You made me, Chris. Who I answer the phone, I should say, "Hey, Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Remember, Chris made me."
Understand what he's mad about.
I'm trying to answer him, but he won't shut up so I can answer. The fact of the matter is, he won't shut up. There, I was going to answer, but you won't shut up. So there you go. You're not going to get an answer because you won't shut up. You made me hang up on you. That's what you made me do. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on one of these stations in a different city, that carries the show only until 10 a.m. Eastern. You can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, except for Chris, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeart Radio station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, "Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Trailblazing into uncharted territory. Come along for the ride.
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up. Probably supersized shizzy, because we didn't do the news last hour. What do you have on the way, Dusha?
All the stories I teased last hour. The magpie killing somebody? Yeah. How would the bird kill somebody? Well, I will tell you the story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Rock Harders, he has a conspiracy theory. it's obvious you gave Dom a trip to babysit Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth. You're way too vindictive to allow Dom anywhere near the radio station after doing that. After doing what? Causing a thing with iHeart? That's with iHeart. If he didn't threaten to sue me.
And how are you going to stop him just from coming here? It's not like we have armed guards outside.
Well, you also let him in, too, when he came to the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.
We have locks here.
Why wouldn't I have given Jeffrey's best friend, Dieter, a trip? Or Charlie, who I've traveled the world with? Why wouldn't I give Charlie a free trip? Why would I choose Dumb, who hasn't worked on the show in 5 years? That doesn't make any sense.
I honestly thought that when all of this happened, because I didn't know any of this, when all of this happened, I honestly was like, oh, yeah, Charlie's going to win. Because you love Charlie.
The trip to Oktoberfest?
Yeah. And Charlie,
I thought anyone other than Jeffrey was going to win. That's
Jeffrey tried his hardest.
Charlie came in dead last. So I'm like, oh, no, Jeffrey's going to win it all. So, and he did.
Dougie?
Yo!
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Are they ready to go in 1 week? Like, do they realize they travel 1 week from today, Jeffrey?
Oh.
Like, packing and the kids? Like, there's so much that needs to be done.
They leave in a week? I thought you said...
Don't leave not a 1 week. Week from today. Yeah.
When do they leave?
Totally wrong about that.
We're coming in next week. Remember? Monday? Tuesday?
Yeah, she's...
When do they leave? 2 weeks from today?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Well, Rover's leaving way earlier.
Okay. Yes. He's got time. All right.
But the money has stopped coming in.
Right.
The money into your Germany fund?
Yeah, it's been weeks now. He was, remember, every other day giving me money, but just stopped.
Where did he get all that money from? He had a lot of extra money he was giving to you to save for that trip to Oktoberfest.
Right. One time it was like $200. Yeah. I go, oh, my God, he's coming into money.
Where are you getting that extra money from, Jeffrey? You need to turn your microphone on.
Interesting. Your mic's not on.
Not really. It's just that...
my kid, how you want to really put this out there, but it was, we got somewhat of a bump in our their benefits, but that might come down now because they just had the reviews and everything, so that might come down. So that's what, so at least I had enough to start with.
Mm.
And now,
so hold on. So let me get this right. So your kids got more money for their disability payments, and you gave that to Dieter for your Oktoberfest.
Not all of it. I'm just saying.
Not that money may be going down. So you've had to cut back on your fun fund.
Well, no, I'm still gonna give them some money for, you know, at least at the end of this week when I get my fence paycheck on Wednesday, my radio station paycheck on Friday.
How much will you leave for the lady that's watching your kids?
Oh yeah.
We never talked about that. She actually stepped in, reached out to me and says,
I know.
I'll take care of them.
But what she's got to like, feed for them, food and yeah. that kind of stuff. You don't leave.
I'm going to try at least leave her. I'm going to offer to leave her something.
This is the first time Jeffrey's thought about
that. Oh, yeah. You got to leave a couple hundred.
I thought so, too. I was
right, Charlie.
200.
Like, I'm going to crap it out of my rear end, okay?
If my
rear end was an ATM machine, money would be flying out of it.
Jeffrey, he's not. I mean, we're not trying to.
Because they have to eat every day.
So.
Yeah, she expects this.
Charlie, I'm going to handle it, okay? I got this.
Well, don't just... you saying it's me. No, I'm just
saying,
letting you know.
I'm just saying it, period, okay?
So you may actually make a withdrawal from the bank.
I think you're going to have to.
I'm not going to.
And
you're not going to have any money to go to Germany.
How much would you leave with the person watching your kid for a week? Two kids. How much would you leave?
For a full
Charlie,
week?
Charlie, first of all, we... At least... The two of us, when we first talked about this, we never broached that subject.
I would say at least...
Sorry to say.
100.
Okay. Am I she home? Actually came to
for
me
at the very least. Like Robert, well, anyway.
For each kid, 100 per kid?
Yeah.
Just for in case something happens.
Yeah, I'd say $200 is probably about right.
You won't have that.
She didn't say anything, Jeffrey, because it's that goes without saying. Like, of course you need to leave money for your kids.
Doogie, I got this, okay? When I talk to her before the end of this week, we're going to broach that subject, okay?
Okay.
So just, all right. What's your name? Just take all a right. chill pill.
Okay.
Chill out, Doogie.
All right. Why are your kids going to get less money, do you think?
Yeah, why is that going to go down?
That fluctuates based on what you get for your income. That's why I send my pay stubs every month.
So because you got a raise, they're getting less now?
Well, because if I make more money within a month, that goes down.
So it's month to month.
Because you got a raise from the work.
I thought that was benefits that your children get. So why?
Yeah, but it's based on my income.
So less he makes, the more they get.
No wonder he's never worried about when he has to work or getting a raise. He's been putting off getting a raise, actually.
So that's why he just said it's going to fluctuate, because he just said on Friday that he got a raise, so that number for his kids is going to go down.
Okay. Are you ready for the shizzy finally, Doogie? Yeah. Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
NASCAR great Michael Stefanik was killed yesterday while piloting a single seat
plane. Say his name? Stefanik?
I don't know.
He is a 61-year-old stock car champion. He took off in a single-engine plane in Rhode Island. He tried to return to the airfield when the plane crashed near the state border. He was brought in with severe injuries and burns to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
Yeah.
That's not how you say his name?
I think it's Stefanik, but I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Okay, well, he's dead.
Seems like I would love to get my pilot's license and do that, but...
Every day in the news, a small plane goes down.
All the time.
Goes into a building.
Yeah.
In Australia, a cyclist ended up dying after he was scared and startled by a swooping magpie. The 76-year-old man was riding his bike when he veered off the path to avoid this swooping bird. He then crashed into a fence post, was thrown to the ground, and suffered serious head injuries.
This little bird right here, this magpie, it's not even, I was thinking it was going to be like a huge
hawk.
Yeah, hawk or eagle.
It's swooping season.
Looks like they attack other birds and stuff, so they're vicious.
They are afraid it's swooping season, and they say it occurs each year between September and October, and it's a mechanism where they think you're going after their kids, their babies, their birds, and so they swoop anything that's in the area. So this cyclist must have been nearby. He veers away to get away from the bird that's coming
at him.
Crashes
his bike.
Head injuries and dies.
What's up with all these birds attacking him? Because that's where that rooster was pecking at that chick's legs was in Australia, wasn't it?
Something going on over there. Down under.
Down under? Jeffrey, what do you want to say?
No, I was going to say, hate to say, speaking of magpies, I know two of them in the cartoon world that were really, that made me laugh my ass off when I was a little kid growing up. Heckle and Jekyll.
What's the cartoon?
That was it. It was a show that it was these two magpies. They were like they all hang out. The two of them hang out together. They get in all kinds of crazy situations, and they use like gags, wisecracks, whatever the case may be. But I used to watch those when I used to watch Heckle and Jekyll when I was a kid.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay, go on.
In New Zealand, when somebody is going to get laid off, the companies give them a heads up. They're actually legally required to let the employee bring along a support person as they get fired. So usually over here, when you're about to get fired, you just show up and they pack your bags and they escort you out. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know it's coming. So there's a guy by the name of Josh Thompson. He got an email from his bosses at an ad agency saying, "We need to discuss your future at this company." So he knew that meant he was about to get fired. So he hired an emotional support clown to come with him. Josh paid the clown about $125 to go into the meeting in full makeup, make balloon animals while he was being let go.
That's good.
It's actually pretty funny. The bosses found the whole thing a little comical. He already knew he has a job with another one of the competitors, so he decided to go in and bring the clown and make a joke of it. The story is everywhere.
All right.
Speaking of support animals, out of Missouri, there's a woman that's fighting to keep three monkeys that she claims have provided her emotional support for years. She may lose possession of the animals after a neighbor in a suburb of St. Louis spotted one of the monkeys outside roughly a month after she moved into the area.
You can't have monkeys running around here.
They're pretty small monkeys. Those aren't like chimps or anything.
It's like a spider monkey.
That's kind of cool.
They're animals. They have rules and regulations on where you can have animals.
Running around, too. Like, I don't want to see my neighbor's monkeys outside.
2 feet tall.
It's like Curious George.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
You have the news story of that lady, too, if you want. If you want.
Nah, that's all right.
When I was a kid, I went to a pet store and they had a monkey for sale.
In the mall?
Was it the mall?
There's one in the mall in the back, if you're thinking about the same mall, on the east side.
Yeah.
I heard about one that existed around here, that it was in a cage.
That's the one.
And it said $1,000. It was like $9.99.
Well, I'm getting... No, you put a quarter in and it would shock him or something.
Oh, what? What?
And then, so that would be like your entertainment. I just heard this. I never saw it.
That's like a movie.
That's not true.
No, I actually saw one for sale. It was in a cage, and I went up to it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, Mom, I got to get this thing. She's like, no, it's $999. Plus, you got $1,000. That's how much it costs to buy it.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't believe it. I've never seen one since.
I've seen, you know, the Christmas show that I do every year, the IX Center? They always have a guy there that sells these little tiny...
Oh, those aren't
the
monkeys?
Pocket things. They're like little...
What are those things?
They're like
things?
Support little things. I think they
with the giant eyes.
Sugar gliders?
Yes. Have you ever seen a sugar glider?
Those aren't even close to a monkey. That's like a little gerbil.
No, but it's that little tiny, it's like a little pet.
Around.
Yeah. Have you seen one of these? I swear, every year I always want to get one.
Yeah, how much was he selling them for?
A lot.
Like hundreds?
Oh, yeah, like $600, $700.
When I was a kid, there's a...
Your sugar glider.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, that thing's kind of a cool-looking animal. When I was a kid... They had there was a pet store that had a caiman, which is like a little alligator,
lizard thing.
Yeah, here's a picture of one. They had one of those for sale. It was like a little one like this, and I guess they get big like that. But I really wanted that. I'm like, please let me get that. That's sweet.
It's not an
alligator.
You can't cuddle that.
You keep it in your bathtub.
No, I know. I just thought it was kind of cool. I think that was about the time Miami Vice remember they had the. Alligator that lived on the boat there.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
in
Miami Vice, the original Miami Vice series.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, it's been so
long. One of them had an alligator that lived on the boat.
Did Tubbs have it?
I don't remember which one it was, but I thought that'd be pretty sweet that if I could have some sort of alligator at my house, I'd probably impress the ladies.
How's that work out?
Well, that's as good as I remember it, Miami Vice.
No, it's way worse. No,
we go back and watch it.
Oh, my God. No, okay. No, it was terrible. Okay. Oh, super, super, super cheesy.
Okay.
In an effort to make American roads safe for babies, Walmart will kick off their first car seat recycling event today at nearly 4,000 stores. The retail giant, which is following Target's similar trade-in program that would keep car seats out of landfills, will offer customers a $30 gift card to recycle their old car seats. I think that's pretty cool. So if you have an old car seat that you don't use anymore, Jeffrey, if you have an old car seat that you don't use anymore and it's still clean and in good condition, you could trade it in and get $30 gift card. That might help with groceries.
I don't have those.
Oh, you guys have probably 20 of them in the basement.
No.
What about all the car seats that you had your wife that was sitting in a car seat? You used to drive her around in a booster seat.
I don't remember her ever sitting in a car seat.
We saw pictures and video of it. Your kids were in booster seats until they were 16.
Yeah.
No, they were not.
No.
My kids have not been in booster seats in over 8 years.
I sent you a video, Charlie. This pickup truck has car seats in the back bed of a truck. Two kids.
Oh.
Going down a highway in Kansas.
Morons that do this.
It's like 20 seconds. You can pull it.
Monday Night Football tonight. We have the Jets hosting the Cleveland Browns. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Speaking of football, the woman who was accused, New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown, of sexual assault and rape, is scheduled to meet with the NFL today as the league investigates the matter.
Movies. Yeah, Antonio Brown scored
in
the game yesterday. And, of course, he jumps into the stands and lands on a female just sitting right there. He, like, smashes her. I'm like, oh, he did that on purpose.
She had a Patriots jersey on, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Box office numbers for you. The top three movies in third place, Angel Has Fallen, with $4 million.
I don't even know what that is.
Second place debuting is Jennifer Lopez's movie Hustlers with $33.2 million. And then number one once again was It Chapter 2 with just over $40 million.
Did you see it, Snitz? It?
No. Mm-mm.
Anyone see it? Nope.
Oh.
And finally, you know who Sam Smith is?
The singer?
Singer.
Yeah.
He's changed his...
I hate that kind of music, by the way.
Oh, he's so good, though.
Oh, man, it's...
He's got a voice. I mean, he really can sing. He's amazing. Sam Smith has changed his pronouns to they and them. He says, I understand there will be many mistakes and misgendering, but all I ask is for you to please try. He came out as non-binary earlier this year, and he's taking it that next step. Why are you rubbing your head, Rover? What's wrong? I thought you might.
But he's not transgender, though.
Non-binary.
I guess you just get to choose, and all of us are supposed to fall in line and subscribe to this behavior where I have to refer to Sam Smith as they.
Correct.
Sam Smith, they's a great guy. And I can't even say they's a great guy.
You can't say guy.
Sam Smith, they's a great them. They's a great them. I mean, yeah, I met Sam Smith. They's a nice them. What? I mean, this is so absurd.
Crazy.
I mean, we live in...
We have to try, though. At least try.
Does anyone else have the same fantasy that I do, which is that you leave and start your own island, and you're just in charge of your island, and, like, any of this ridiculous crap, you go, that's outlawed. Like, I would be the supreme ruler of my island, and none of this crap would be going on. Do you have that fantasy?
Yes.
I think
Trump's doing that right now, Rover.
Well, okay.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Stay with me, 'cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see, but darling, stay.
What is this video you wanted to show me?
Oh.
This truck going down the highway, and the kids are in the bed of the truck in two car seats. I've never seen this before. Like, I used to sit in the back of a pickup truck, you know, in high school going around, but the kids
Well, my dad would drive us around like this.
Yeah.
Not in car seats, though. But
no, just sitting in the bed of a truck.
Bouncing
yeah.
around.
Oh, that's terrible.
Never on the highway, either.
Look at that.
I hope they call
the
cops.
As a kid, I would love that.
That would be the coolest thing of all time.
Is that like some sort of... Are they bolted into
Yeah, it looks like five-point harness seats.
Yeah, it looks like racing seats. Are they bolted into the bed of the pickup? Or are they... If they're just free standing, you get in an accident, those things fly out. But, you know, I don't know if that's much more dangerous than being inside the car, to be honest with you, if they are, like, bolted in.
Right.
The Subaru Brat, it was a car from a long time ago. Here's a model of it, but this is basically what it looked like. It had seats like that.
Oh, it's cool.
That's cool as hell.
Oh.
It was like a weird El Camino looking thing, but it had seats.
Oh, so it's not like a truck looking thing? It looks more like a car?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like a, it was short like a car.
Like an El Camino.
Yeah. Like a square.
This would be like something that Charlie now has to buy one of these. This would be his next purchase.
Imagine me driving around it.
Travels to Montana to get the Subaru Brat. There you go, Charlie.
That looks awesome.
You could put your. Actually, you could sit in the jump seat there.
Yeah, my girlfriend drives.
Your girlfriend drives it around while you're just drunk.
Yeah.
And then is it possible?
Open container laws don't matter if I'm outside.
You're in the bed of the pickup truck, so you could probably just drink a beer while you're driving down the road.
Awesome.
That's a good question, if you can do that.
Why couldn't you?
It's open container.
But you're outside the vehicle.
I could argue my way out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have a good
way with
that.
Words.
Yes, yes. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We will tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Heart Radio Station. You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
R-O-V-E-R. Rover. Ruling over virtually every radio. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Everything up in just a few minutes. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as these guys continue on Plus. Tyler, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tyler.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I noticed you guys are always giving Jeffrey special treatment. You know, paying for trips for him and stuff. What about Charlie? Why don't you guys pay for his wedding if it, you could invite all the girls that punch Charlie in the face and make them Christopher bridesmaids?
Oh, that'd be a full wedding. All the girls that have beat up Charlie. But I don't know as if... Jeffrey's sort of a charity case. Charlie is not a charity case.
I'm self-sustainable.
Right. Yeah.
I actually wouldn't want you... paying for my wedding.
Why would I have to pay for
it? Even if it was free, I wouldn't want
it. For your wedding. Well, you don't want to get married anyways.
Yeah, I'm in no rush, you know.
Does that change when...
Well, we can't get married. I mean, this is Chris's friend that just got married, so you can't get like married too close by that.
Well, you could get engaged.
You get engaged.
Upstage.
You could be so inspired by the wedding that you were at. Upstage.
Have a wedding next summer.
You know, we're in no rush here.
Does it stir any kind of emotional feelings when you go to weddings? Like, obviously...
I think for most guys, it's never a thing that's ever happened.
Does it for her?
I don't know.
For her, it does, maybe. For sure.
The guy thinks the opposite. Like,
a guy is like...
I never want to get married.
No, a guy just is there for the free drinks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did she make any comments or anything? Like, drop any subtle hints?
No. No, because it would just, she'd be have a bad time. Why bring it up, you know? Just enjoy the moment.
Charlie's also running around with his ass hanging out, so if anything, it could probably deter her from wanting to get married to him.
That could deter her.
What does that word mean?
He was deterred.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that is a good point.
Look at me.
Is that not how you say that?
No, say it.
Deterred?
Deterred.
That's how I've always said that. Nobody's called me out on it.
Wow. No one has ever told you that's not how you pronounce that word?
No.
Wow.
Really?
Well, what is it? Come on.
So no, they were deterred from telling you you're an idiot.
Oh, well. No, I don't know what that, I don't know what that word means.
Deterred.
That was a doozy move.
It's a detard.
Wow, that's something else. It was like the guy, what is it with this position? It was the guy that thought it was a freight train.
Campy.
Oh, campy. Yeah.
No, it's a freight train. I always thought it was a freight train.
Oh, campy's bad, yeah.
Don't pin that on me.
Oh, man. You think the flatitude can't spell? That campy cannot spell. I don't know how he gets through his everyday life.
Well, he's a bartender, so you don't really need to spell bartending. And Jeffrey beat him in a spelling contest.
That came down to the wire, too.
Yeah,
but
I didn't forget.
Jeffrey did pull out the win, right?
That's correct. Won it by a thread.
So this the wedding that you went to, you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
Pulling your ass.
Yeah, that didn't go over well.
Yeah,
thought it was gonna be a big hit, but no, it didn't. It was great.
Now, what did your? Do you still have that picture of Charlie at the wedding? Snitz.
Yeah.
Let me see that. I was so busy looking at.
Oh, she looks hot.
So busy looking at Charlie's suit that I didn't even look at the chick in the photo. I should have been checking that out.
Look at her.
There you go.
Yeah, she had to walk up there. She had to give a speech in the middle of the wedding.
Oh, yeah?
Reading, you know. I don't know what it is.
She's that close with his ex?
So she wasn't in the bridal party, but she did go to the...
A reading's good.
She went to the bachelorette party, and she gave a reading.
At the church, at the mass.
Actually, the mass was right there. It was great.
Oh,
it was perfect. So it wasn't really a mass. Like, it was a new thing that weddings are doing, which is just awesome, is they get married and then you walk right to the reception.
That's
now. There's no more 3 hours in between. It was right afterwards. They immediately had cocktail hour, and then you're eating and drinking within like an hour.
Yeah.
It's great. So that was actually where, that was the altar. I mean, I guess, like that, where we were standing.
And how long has this couple known each other before they...
Well, good, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, maybe? I don't know.
Wow, they're tying the knot that fast.
When you know, Rover.
When you know.
I mean, it's...
Mine's going to be fast.
10 years. You've been dating Krista over 10 years.
Yeah,
you
I have.
Popped the question yet.
Yeah.
Huh. How fast, douche?
What?
You're going to meet a guy, and how fast are you guys going to get married?
Oh, we'll be fast.
What's the plan? If you meet this stranger within a year?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sure thing. All right, we'll find out what's coming up on the aftermath in just a moment. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you tickets to the... Stop. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. I will give you $100 to Zach Brule's award-winning Parallax Restaurant and Lounge in Tremont, offering spectacular Franco-American cuisine. What is that? French American?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Franco? Are you a Francophile if you speak French? Did I say Franco American? I meant Franco Asian.
Oh, so it wasn't France at all or French?
No, it says Franco Asian. I'm pretty sure that's French. Boy, I'm a real idiot, huh? I'm pretty sure that's French, isn't it? If you speak French, aren't you a Francophile?
Yes.
That's the way I kiss.
Okay.
Franco?
French.
Well, that's who you kiss.
Huh?
What? It's been an awful day.
Almost.
Yeah. Wait, who that one joke he was trying to get out early,
the
first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you kissing?
Frank.
Oh. All
right. Hide under a car.
Achilles tent.
Slash.
Never mind.
Stopping every Monday night and late night Friday and Saturday for half price sushi at Parallax.
Love sushi.
Do you like sushi?
Love it.
Seems like that's not something you would be into.
Are you kidding me?
I just had sushi a week ago.
Fish and rice?
I don't know.
Love it.
But raw fish, that seems like something you wouldn't eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if it's like, what kind do I like? The California roll?
Yeah, that's not really real.
Which is kind of like crab. I know, but there's like shrimp tempura, which is like deep fried. I like that.
Yeah, that's just that's not sushi.
If you're talking about the raw stuff, yeah, it's like...
Do you eat the raw stuff?
Yes.
You eat the raw fish?
Salmon and rice.
Salmon? And,
yeah. I'll eat that.
God, what is wrong?
All right. So there
Monday,
you go.
It's Case
no, it's pronounced salmon, not salmon.
Is it salmon or salmon?
No, it's salmon.
You sure?
Yeah, I worked with the stuff before, okay?
When?
When I worked at Sky Chefs.
They okay? say salmon on a flight?
No, we used it.
Weren't you the cause of a salmonella outbreak?
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. I heard that word then.
Actually, had salmon, too, before. It's pretty good.
Okay. keep it up with us. All right. So there you go. Caller 30. I'll give you $100 to Parallax Restaurant. In Rochester, listen, or no, text, rather. Text the word HELLA, H-E-L-L-A, to the number 51879 for a chance to win tickets to the HELLA Mega Tour. Featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. That's happening at Rogers Center in Toronto on the 24th of August, 2020.
How great is that? That's
a year from now. HELLA. Text that to 51879. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. for that show, by the way. All right, what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus, Charlie?
We're going to talk about me dog-sitting. We'll talk about Doogie telling an older woman to get Botox. And we'll talk about Jeffrey claiming he's never heard the Cars before. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
Why lie about that?
I don't know.
Right. Why? Got off on lying
it sounds
about
cool.
It. Does it?
Like, you're so busy, I never heard of this band. That's the thinking.
But then he likes to brag about knowing very obscure songs that you've never heard of.
And he definitely has heard every single one of those songs that we played. They're impossible. Yeah. Even if you don't like that music.
But that's his music.
Heard that song.
Like soft rock, 80s. That's him.
All right. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen as they get started in just a few minutes. And we'll be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye. That's it. Can do it by myself. I'm feeling like a dog in heat. Barred in doors from the summer street. I locked the door to my old cell and I lost a can. Morning Glory.